This is a presentation of your season ticket, WESV Sports. It's Friday Night Lights. Time for Bradford Owls High School football on WESV Sports. 1490 AM, B107.5 FM. Streaming on 100.1 The Heroes mobile apps and WESB.com. Let's go, Owls.
Well, good evening. Bradford Owls football is on the air. We're coming to you from EJ Mansfield Stadium in Dubois. I'm joined by Ryan Mackey here in the studio. Ryan, it's good to see you, buddy.
Good to see you.
How do you see tonight's game?
I look at it looking down at what Dubois has to offer and looking at the most recent history. It's going to be an uphill battle for Bradford for sure. So if Bradford's defense can keep Dubois' offense at bay, they'll give themselves a fighting chance, but they're going against debatably the best quad or 5A quarterback in the entire state in all state selection last year in Trey Wingard. So it's going to be a tough battle for them.
That's right. This is a Class 4A District 9 Region 1 opener for both the teams. Bradford comes into the game with a record of 1-2, and Dubois comes into the game with the record of 2-1. So we'll see what Jeff Puglio and his team has for to stop that Wingard and see if Gio Donner can get the offense moving.
Yeah, I think if Bradford's going to have a chance, they got to get a little bit more creative. They've been a little stagnant with the wing tee offense. They do get a little bit of juice and a little bit of youthful punch when that JV team comes in. That team's really hungry, but I'd like to see Giordano let the ball loose a little bit more to give Bradford's offense a little bit more unpredictability as opposed to the typical end around for Logan Kohler or Colton Miller or whoever the designed run may be for.
Sure. You bring up Logan Kohler. I was just reading some stats before we started the game. He's the number one kick returner in the country. He's got a total of 267 yards. Of course, he's got two touchdowns. So we'll see if Dubois wants to kick off to them. Or also, Giordano leads the Bradford Owls with 48 passing yards per game, and his number one receiver is Austin with 41 yards per game. And Kohler does it again on defense with 14 total tackles. So it's kind of the Logan Kohler led Bradford Owls.
Yes, he's very much involved in every facet of the game. Very good player, but teams are very quickly noticing that. He was very heavily avoided last week in terms of kicking it away. They did not allow Punxsutawney did not allow him to touch the ball on kick returns. I think he only had one return for like 14 yards. He was bottled up because they just wouldn't allow him to have the ball in his hands. So teams are quickly noticing that Logan Kohler is their most explosive playmaker for the Owls.
Yeah, I forgot to mention we're joined in the booth by our stat man Andrew Hammock. Him and I were talking before the game about Kohler and the yards that he's the number one kick returner in the country. That's pretty cool coming out of Bradford High School.
Oh yeah, he's very very explosive, and you'll see here tonight because I know this is your first game here with us. I'm not sure if you've watched any games in person or not, but you'll see if he does get a chance to get some open space. He has a very quick burst, and he does find holes very easily. So if Dubois gives him a chance, he's going to be a guy that they definitely have to keep an eye on.
Yeah, so let's just take a look at our leaders, I guess, in a comparison of the Dubois Beavers and the Bradford Owls. In rushing, we come in the game at 148 yards per game, and Dubois comes in at 113 passing yards. This is where the big disparity is, Ryan.
Yep.
Dubois has 363 yards and, of course, 33 yards passing for Giordano. So it's going to be tough sledding. 182 yards of total yards for the Owls and 477 yards for the Dubois Beavers. So let's take a break here. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Gleason Construction Incorporated is Bradford's top family-owned and operated general contractor, providing general construction services and specializing in new commercial buildings since 2017. Gleason Construction does everything from the ground up, including excavation, concrete, and foundation work, carpentry, landscaping, and more. See Gleason for bulk ground products as well, like mulch, gravel, topsoil, and salt for wintertime. See them at GleasonConstruction.com to see all they can do for you.
Toji's Substation is the friendly fun place. Always the best homemade food in town, prepared right in front of you. Giant fat subs, great pizza, meaty chicken wings, and hand-smashed burgers. Plus delicious soups, chili, and huge salads. Also a big variety of domestic, imported, and craft beer, including Toji's Buck of Beer specials to go, and the fastest six-packs in town. 50 years of great food and fun, and they're open 7 days a week. Whether you eat in or take out, get always fast service and delicious food at Toji's Substation, 402 East Main Street in Bradford.
When you need help on the road, like a flat tire, out of gas, jump start, lockout, or need a tow, even secure indoor storage for towed vehicles, remember this number, 814-331-3260. That's Bud's Towing and Recovery, 814-331-3260. Save it in your phone because you never know. Flat tire, dead battery, need a tow, or if you're out of gas, Bud's got your back, 24-7. New business, same guy you know. Give Bud a call if you need a tow. And if you've had an accident, be sure to ask for him by name. Bud's Towing and Recovery, 814-331-3260.
Real estate is not a trend, it's a fact of life. Whether you're buying or selling a property, call a professional before you begin your journey. That's Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate. Kathy will take the time to provide you with the information you need to help you make the best real estate decision. Kathy has years of experience in the real estate market and can educate you in making the right choice. Her motto is, planning is key. Call Kathy Obermeyer with ERA Team VP Real Estate today to discuss your present or future plans. Call 814-368-3994.
WESB Sports.
Hey, welcome back to E.J. Mansell Stadium in Dubois, Pennsylvania, where Bradford Owls football. We're going to present the starting lineups presented by Kathy Obermeyer at ERA Team VP Real Estate. Ryan, you want to give us a lowdown of the offense for the Bradford Owls?
Yeah, so your offense is going to be pretty status quo. You're going to have Andrew Giordano as your quarterback, Tommy Langdon at fullback, Logan Kohler at running back, and then a quick substitution here for the usual. It's going to be, instead of Fabian Shirk, it's going to be
Keenan Miller.
Keenan Miller at your other starting running back, and then left tackle is going to be Blake Callahan. Center is going to be Jacob Abers. Right guard is Bryce Thomas. Right tackle is Braden Little. Tight end is Caden Keyshore. Wide receiver is Braylon Austin. And listed as Colton Miller. I'm assuming that they'll have somebody else in there.
Yeah, so thanks, Ryan, for the offense. You know, Coach Jeff Puglio has been at the helm for 17 years, and he brought back the wing T offense this year as they watched a graduate or quarterback last year, Taylen Reese, who's playing D2 football.
Yep.
He graduated, so we're going back to the ground. So let's take a look at the defense. So in the traditional 4-3, Colton Miller on the cornerback, and along with Braylon Austin, Andrew Giordano, and Bryce Thomas anchor the defensive line, and Caleb Mackey and Braden Little, are defensive tackles. Linebackers go Caden Keyshore, Matt DeCasper, and Tommy Langdon, and of course your safeties are Logan Kohler and Lucas Wallace. So what do you think? I'm going to take a break here. Looks like we're going to the national anthem.
Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports is brought to you by these local sponsors. The Model T Inn, Allegheny Bradford Corporation, W.R. Case & Sons, Allegheny Vein & Vascular, Toji's Family Restaurant, Toji's Substation, Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate, Burns & Burns Insurance, Metallico Bradford, Bud's Towing & Recovery, Gleason Construction, Team Minard, and Worth W. Smith Company Hardware. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports, 1490 AM, B107.5 FM, and streaming on 100.1 The Heroes mobile apps and WESB.com. WESB Bradford, B107.5 FM. This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Mm-hmm. right. Welcome back, Bradford Owls football. It's a beautiful night. Game time temperature, 75 degrees. Rarely a cloud in the sky. I'm joined in the booth here by my partner, Ryan Mackey. And Ryan, we're getting ready to start the game. I think we should talk about Toji's touchdown sweepstakes. So, to get involved, you enter the Toji's touchdown sweepstakes today at either Toji's Family Restaurant or Toji's Substation. Each week, we'll draw four names from on-site entries, two from each location. Each drawn name will be assigned a quarter of the week's Bradford Owls football game. If the Owls score during any given quarter, that contestant will receive a free dinner from the Value Pack Meals menu at Toji's Family Restaurant. If the Owls do not score during a given quarter, the contestant will win a free lunch special at Toji's Substation. Either way, you'll be a winner. So enter today and win. I'd like to announce our contestant for the first quarter will be John Plekis. Good luck, John. Hopefully the Owls will put some points on the board and you can head to Toji's for a good meal. So, Ryan, what do you think Coach Puglio is telling the guys as we're getting ready to kick off?
Well, I know if I was a coach on that coaching staff, I would be telling the secondary to be locked in today because you know that Trey Wingard is going to be throwing the ball. They are a very quick offense. They do not like to sit on the ball very often. They don't like to huddle up and make any adjustments or anything like that. They want to keep their defense on the heels, and they want to play at a very fast pace. And you can see that by their most recent scores. They've put up a ton of points all year. They run a ton of plays, and it's because they hurry up to the ball so sure. fast.
And just to set the stage a little bit about the Beavers' offense, they go one running back and four wideouts every play. So as Ryan said, the cornerbacks and the safeties are going to need to be ready to forward receivers coming into the backfield.
Yeah, I mean, you look at Trey Wingard again. We'll bring him up because he's a huge focal point of the offense. He's essentially their main guy. He took over the starting job at the end of his freshman year and hasn't looked back since. All-state quarterback last season. Currently, he's averaging over 5 touchdowns per game. He's the number one passer and total yardage maker in the entire state right now in PA. And his favorite target, Jackson Hainsley, is number 2 in the nation currently in receiving yards. He averages over 200 yards on 10-plus catches a game. So whoever's on him has a very, very tough matchup tonight.
Yeah, speaking of matchup, we have a common opponent. Both teams lost to Punxsutawney. We lost back in week 2, 58-13, and Punxsy lost they lost in week 2 to Punxsy 49-35. So you look at the points that Beavers offense has put up. They've got 35 points, 42 points. So they're prolific offense. And you know, Bradford's, they get their running game going. They of course their win this year, their only win, beat Otto Eldred Oswego. So I think we're getting ready, but Al's got a tough schedule, Ryan. I was reading that 8 teams on their schedule have all made the playoffs last year.
Yeah, I mean,
that's a brutal schedule.
Yeah,
man.
And they're in the heart of it right now, where it's debatably their toughest section of this schedule happens right now between Punxsutawney, Dubois, and then if I remember correctly, they are back at home for a not very easy matchup either. So it's not, doesn't get any easier from here. But tonight, I think, in all honesty, this may be, outside of Port Allegheny in week 1, this might be their toughest matchup of the entire year because of Wingard, because of Jackson Hainsley. His younger brother, who's a sophomore, Thatcher Hainsley, he's got 15 catches for 196 yards and 3 touchdowns as well. So those Hainsley boys, whether it be Jackson or Thatcher, they're both going to be called a lot tonight. And, I mean, even sophomore London Duncan, he was a freshman last year when Dubois beat Bradford, I think it was 63-7, and he had a rushing touchdown. Everybody got involved in that offense last year when they played Bradford. So they had a lot of familiar names that Bradford saw last year that pose a real threat for them again this year.
Yeah, taking a look at when Bradford has the ball, you know, of course, offense led by senior Andrew Giordano and stud Logan Kohler. What do you anticipate the game plan will be for for the Owls.
So they're gonna want to get their ground game going. That's their typical offense. They're gonna want to see if that can work, and if it does, it gives Bradford a chance to keep that Dubois offense off the field and allows them to really grind the clock out, and that plays in their favor dramatically. But if Bradford's run game isn't able to get going, Andrew Giordano has not gotten the chance to really throw the ball a whole ton. He had one big play our last home game to Brilliant Austin. I think went 75 yards for a touchdown right at the end of the half. But other than that, they haven't really had real explosive plays. So if they're looking to get that developed, I think it's going to need to happen today if their run game can't get going.
Sure. And, you know, the leading rushers for the Owls, of course, we've got Kohler with 16 carries for 188 yards. He has two touchdowns. Langdon has the most carries with 23, 96 yards with one touchdown. And Evans has six carries, 45 yards, and he also has two touchdowns. And then Giordano, he'll carry the ball himself. He's done it nine times for 55 yards. You mentioned Austin's got two catches for the year. So there they have it. I think the crowd, I mean, it couldn't be a better night for football.
No, it's beautiful out here.
The crowd is out. American flags with the Dubois Fire Department's got their two aerial trucks up with American flag in between. So
I'll tell you what, I don't think there's a better looking stadium in the area either than this.
Yeah, I was talking to a guy here from the high school, and he said that they've just done some renovations in the last couple of years. Of course, they've got the field turf like Bradford does. But it looks like if you look at the numbers, Dubois has a few more players out for football, and I think that's one of the toughest things for smaller schools like Bradford. That especially when that you need to get that tradition going for kids at the younger level. And I hear you're the president of the Youth Football League. So
yes.
The responsibility is with you a little bit, buddy, to get those young football players going. Talk a little bit about that, about how the younger football league's doing.
Well, I mean, we as the Raptors, the youth organization that I'm the president of, we're a good team with a lot of good young athletes that we're playing against teams in Pioneer and Cuba, Ellicottville. We're a travel team, but a lot of these kids that are now playing here, Logan Kohler included, Tommy Langdon, all those guys are former Raptors.
They started,
so,
yeah.
And Drew, our statistician tonight, he was actually the former president of the Raptors as well. So he actually started it. He's a founder of it, along with Cam, who usually does what you're doing tonight. So these guys know these kids personally. It's a huge stepping stone. We have a good relationship with the high school, have a good relationship with Coach Puglio, and he knows that youth program really is what's funneling in coming up. So he keeps a good relationship with us to allow that to continue.
Yeah, that's if you look at, you know, the programs that do well at the high school level, they always have strong youth programs. And hats off to you guys. It's a thankless job. It's a volunteer position.
Yep.
But it's neat to watch those young Owls get out there and get some hits and score some points and have some fun on the football team.
Yeah, I mean they definitely no lack of heart in the youth group at all either. These kids are, there's a lot of kids that have a lot of hunger, a lot of desire to play football, especially moving forward. We have our senior night tomorrow. A lot of those kids are going to be moving up to seventh grade next year and being able to play for Frets. And people will see moving forward, and even now, that Bradford Raptors are a big part of what you're going to get for Bradford football moving forward. And I think the future is very bright as long as those kids stick with it and keep working hard at what they want to do.
Yeah, that's kind of the challenge to some of the parents out there, is to keep those kids interested in sports. You know, there's every study and every research out there says that athletics always helps build the whole person. So I think they're doing some things on the field with senior night. Let's kick it back to the station. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Heritage Design, modern made. W.R. Case & Sons proudly introduces the new Bridgeline series knives. The Longhouse and High Banks are inspired by traditional patterns with lightweight and durable aluminum frames and bolsters and luxury composite and wood handle materials. Both models also feature a steel deep carry pocket clip for easy opening and convenient carrying. The new Bridgeline knives, where Case heritage design meets modern made. See them now at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
All right, welcome back to Bradford Owls football on WESB. And got a little bit of a delayed start as it's Military Appreciation Night. We've got each branch of the military joining the players at center, at the middle midfield for the coin toss. Looks like the toss is in the air. And looks like Du Bois has won the toss. They're going to defer. And Bradford is going to receive. And on your radio dial, Bradford will be going left to right in the first quarter. So, man, it's a beautiful night for football. It's a slight breeze. American flag up there is blowing slightly. And let's see what Du Bois does, if they're going to kick it to Kohler. What do you think their strategy is? Probably not kick it to the guy that's leading the nation in return yards.
Yeah, probably not. That I would assume is just as a basic coaching move is do not put the ball in the most explosive player on the opposing team's hands. So I would be surprised if Logan Kohler touches this opening kickoff. But at the same time, maybe Du Bois has enough confidence in their offense and their defense to say, hey, we don't really care who touches the ball.
Yep.
We will let you have your best players
sure,
and see what they can do against us.
All right, so the ball is teed up. Logan Wallace joins Logan Kohler back deep for the kickoff. I'd like to welcome everyone to the night's radio broadcast for Bradford Owls football. So, ball is teed up. The Beavers' kicker is set to kick it off. And we're underway.
It's a short kick.
Field tied by Wallace at the 25-yard line. Go to the 30-yard line. And he's brought down by a slew of Beavers players. All right, now the Beavers offense, led by Andrew Giordano, will start at the, looks like, the 29-yard line.
Yeah, on that kick return, Lucas Wallace had a little bit of space there. I think he played with the ball. There's a little too much. He had a couple openings I think he could have exploited, but I think he was trying to make a big play to start the game and get some positive momentum for Bradford.
All right, Giordano brings his team up in the traditional wing T format with Tommy Langdon behind him in the backfield.
And in motion. They give it to him.
Keenan Miller goes in motion. They give it to him, and he's brought down behind the line of scrimmage. Loss of about 5 yards. And that offensive line got to penetrate, got to hold that penetration.
Yeah, I mean, this is the status quo for Bradford to start the game, that little end-around sweep for the whoever it may be in motion. And Du Bois, very well coached team, they can see that coming from a mile away. If Bradford continues to do that, Bradford's gonna have to set the edge a lot better than what they did there.
All right, Giordano brings the team up a little bit different format. Kohler's in motion here. Get the handoff to Kohler. It goes right, and he's brought down. Just gets back to the original line of scrimmage. Forward progress will take him to the 29-yard line. About a 3-yard gain.
Yeah, number 55 there, Braylon Little with a nice pair of blocks right there. Just wasn't able to do much more than that. And Logan Kohler had some space, but Du Bois really quick to close that gap up on the right side. And like I said, Braylon Little has two defenders from Du Bois on him. He was able to do a good job of sealing it, but unfortunately wasn't able to get any additional blocking and had that gap close really quickly on him.
So third and 11 from the Owls' 29-yard line. Giordano's in the shotgun.
Two receivers to the right.
Keelan Miller. Oh, it's a
bunt.
What was
Keenan Miller picks it up off the ground like a basketball, and
Call him
down at the 29-yard line. No gain. That was kind of a could have been tough for the Owls. Could have been a disaster, but Keenan Miller got on the ball.
No, you could have fooled me because that almost looked like it was a design tip to Colton Miller, but it was really a bad snap that Giordano just happened to jump up and swap back down and was caught. Unfortunately, Dubois is right on top of it as well.
Keenan Miller back to punt for the Owls. Gets one off. Low short punt goes out of bounds at the Owl 48-yard line. So now's the chance for the Owl defense to come out and set the tone. Pop him in the mouth. Let's keep him from throwing that long ball.
Yeah, Trey Wingard's going to come out. I can almost guarantee you they're going to go. He just got three plays from his father, head coach of Dubois. I guarantee he just got two or three plays that they'll call right back to back. If they don't score on play one, they almost immediately run up to the ball and call their second play and go again. So Bradford's defense has to be ready.
Bradford's out, and they're a 3-4 defense. They've got two outside linebackers, two middle linebackers, and, of course, two corners and two safeties. Wingard's in the shotgun. Gets past over the middle. Looks like it's number one receiver. Oh, he breaks a couple tackles, and he's past the 32-yard line for a gain of about 15 yards. Tough way to start that.
Yeah, Jackson Hainsley just quick little hitch route, and he's the number one receiver for this team. Show him why, and here we go with the hurry-up offense from Dubois.
That tackle was made by the senior number three, Caden Keyshore. Well, here we go. They're going to run a quick offense. Wingard's back in the shotgun, drops back. Throws it up. He's got a guy. Oh! Hits Jackson Hansley for a 29-yard touchdown on the second play of the offensive drive.
Yeah, really simple go route for Jackson Hansley there. And that's the guy, the matchup, and the pairing that you have to watch out for this entire game. That's why I said the cornerbacks have to be ready, because that's what they want to do is get Jackson Hansley the ball, whether it be in space or on a deep go route like it was there. And cornerbacks got to be ready.
Got to slow him down off the line of scrimmage. Get that chalk block. All right, PAT is up. Good snap, good hold. And it's through the uprights, and the kick is good. So at the 9:13 mark of the first quarter, Dubois 7 and Bradford 0. Well, now's the chance to see if we can get our offense going.
Yeah, I mean, now you get a second chance, kind of get the jitters out after the first drive of the game. And now Bradford needs to come out and answer, because this is not a team that you want to get behind on. So you got to get some positive momentum here in your second drive.
You know, they had a little bit to build on that first drive. They got their first play of the drive. They got 3 yards on the Kohler sweep. So again, they're going to get a steady diet of Kohler and Giordano.
If they'll sprinkle in some Miller in there, and Tommy Langdon will definitely get his touches as well.
29 yards out. All right, so Dubois has the ball teed up on the 40-yard line. Gives it a boot. Kohler's got the ball at the 12-yard line. He takes it right up the middle. There he is. He takes the ball out to the 36-yard line. Hey, what do you know, man? That was a great return by Bradford stud, Colt Miller.
Yeah, Logan Kohler there.
Excuse me, Logan Kohler.
No, you're fine. Logan Kohler, you see, like I said, you give him a little bit of space, and he will absolutely take advantage of it. And right there, he takes it about 30 yards on the return. And honestly, a touchdown-saving tackle right there in the middle of the field, because I think Logan Kohler houses that with
the
space that he had.
All right. Wing T offense, Giordano under center. He's flanked by Tommy Langdon is the fullback behind him. Kohler in motion. It's a give to the fullback through the line. And he gets about 3 yards. He's tackled by the interior of the Dubois Beavers line. Well, it's positive yardage.
Yep. And Tommy Langdon's a tough runner. He's not going to go down very easily. So if Dubois is under the impression that they'll bring Tommy Langdon down with just one tackler, I think they're sadly mistaken. So I think it's a good idea to keep pounding that middle of the field with Tommy and see if he can wear that defensive line down a little bit.
Tommy goes 5'8", 200 pounds. You know, he's not going to be an arm tackle. All right. So a little different look for the Owls. They've got Austin spread wide. Giordano's out of shotgun, takes the ball. He's got Kohler open. He hits Kohler for a 7-yard. He breaks out of one tackle. Gets to the, looks like the 44-yard line. Gain of 6 yards. So we got a third and short coming up. Hey, that was a way to move the ball.
Yeah, Giordano throws a nice ball in the out route by Kohler, and Kohler does a really good job, really elusive player, able to break the first initial tackle. But, and again, another situation where I think he has a chance to score a touchdown there if he just breaks one more tackle. Unfortunately, pretty big hit put on by number 44 from Dubois.
Yeah. All right, Giordano's under center, flanked by Tommy Langdon. Kohler in motion. It's give to the inside drive, and he's got the first down right at midfield. That's a quick hit dive. You know, they're keying on Kohler, and Langdon takes the ball right up the gut.
Yeah, again, Tommy right in the middle, not an easy person to bring down. And honestly, that play kind of fooled me a little bit. I kind of figured they'd go to the outside run there to try to pick up the 2 yards they needed. But the misdirection towards Kohler and inside handoff to Tommy was a good play call there.
All right, Bradford comes up to the line. Again, the wing T formation. Braylon Austin spread left. Giordano's sends a man in motion, and it's Kohler. Another quick hit dive up the gut. And that's, again, Tommy Langdon for another about 3 or 4 yards.
It's what you need on every carry. It's the traditional old-school way of football. You get four yards a carry, and you'll get a first down every time you
– Absolutely.
Every three plays, you're getting a first down. So
absolutely.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
And until the Beavers can stop that inside run, I imagine Coach Bulio will keep giving him the rock.
Yeah, you see Dubois' interior defense talking to each other right now, telling, hey, lock in here a little bit. You're smacking each other around.
Dubois has a four-man front. Giordano under center. Austin's flanked right. Kohler comes in. It's a fake jet sweep to the right. Kohler's going to get around the end. And Hansley brings Kohler down. Looks like it's about a loss of about one.
Yeah, right there, Samson Deeb for Dubois offense. Another guy who was a big factor for Dubois last year against Bradford. He comes up, does a really good job, really disciplined, staying home, not allowing that edge to break free. Bradford's offensive line actually did a pretty solid job setting the edge. It's just their Dubois' secondary came crashing down pretty quickly.
They're fast.
Yes.
So we got 3rd and 7 from the Beaver 48-yard line.
Getting the start at quarterback is junior Avion Bell.
Giordano's traditional wing T with Kohler. Steps back, inside handoff to Tommy Langdon, and he stopped right at the line of scrimmage for a no gain. So it'll be interesting to see what Coach Pulio does here at middle of the field, fourth down. You know, want to try to minimize the number of possessions that the Beavers get.
Yeah, but you also don't want to give them a short yardage field either. The analytics side probably says to punt the ball away and keep the ball
absolutely
off of the 50-yard line, but at the same time, you don't want to give Trey Wingard and his Dubois offense a 50-yard field to work with. You'd like to see him get a little bit deeper, so we'll see what Bradford decides to do here.
5 minutes left to go in the first quarter. Fourth down, looks like they're going for it. They've got twin receivers to the left, one to the right, and he's back to pass. He's got Kohler.
Good ball.
Kohler, it's a 20, the 15, the 10, the 5, touchdown. Oh, knocked him out at the 1 yard line. What a pass play. What is about a 48 yard pass play? Giordano to Logan Kohler on a kind of a wheel route to the left. Man, nice play call, Coach.
Yeah, that was a great play call. That's actually the first time I think we've seen anything even resembling that type of play. Unfortunately, Logan Kohler, who's very typically a sure-footed receiver slash running back, steps out on his own at the 1 yard line, lost his balance around the 10 and tiptoed for about 9 yards and stepped out at the 1. So we'll see if our Toji's substation winner gets some.
Giordano, just sneak up the gut.
Keeping him himself, he stood up.
Did he get in?
Quarterback sneak.
Oh, just short. Looks like he's about the 6-inch line. It's going to bring up second down. With less than 1 yard to go. Man, you'd have to think that Tommy Langdon might be getting the ball in that quick hitting dive up the middle.
Yeah, I mean, Andrew Giordano is not necessarily a small quarterback. He's listed at 5'10", 190, so he's a pretty stout kid. But I think you'd rather see the ball go into Tommy Langdon's hands there, especially with Dubois knowing that it's likely to go up the middle, especially initially. So see what Bradford decides to do here.
Wing T. Wing T. Giordano's up to the line of scrimmage under center. Comes back. It's a quick hitter. Tommy Langdon.
He stood up once more. And we're short again.
We're short.
So two straight strong from the Dubois.
Man, Dubois is holding him strong here on the half-foot yard line.
Yeah, he basically just got to get back to the line of scrimmage and extend the ball out just a little bit to score a touchdown. The ball looks like it's touching the goal line right now.
You know, if Giordano does another sneak, if he lowers his body and gets behind that center, he can just take the momentum. And so it'll be interesting to see what Coach Puglio calls here. Third down, 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Bradford's down 7-0, but knocking on the door, ready to score.
That or even put somebody like Braylon Austin, a 6'1" guy, just have him just jump over the pile.
Yeah.
Tight end is right.
Looks like Coach Puglio is going to call a timeout. Think about it.
Third and goal on the other side of this break.
Third and goal. All right, I'm going to take it back. This is Bradford Owls football here on WESB Radio.
Metallica of Bradford wants to buy your ferrous and non-ferrous items such as steel, brass, copper, and aluminum. They work with you to create a recycling plan that can become a profit center for your business. Metallico offers competitive and fair pricing every day, every time. They won't promise you a high price and pay you significantly less when you arrive. Visit them at 286 High Street in Bradford or call them at 814-362-6873 for their special Metallico pricing.
WESB Sports.
All right, welcome back. Bradford Owls are knocking on the doorstep. Third and goal from about the, I'm going to say it's about the 3-inch yard line.
I think you're being generous there.
Coach Puglio, you know he's got his team pumped to get into the end zone. Giordano's under center. Looks at the defense. Kohler's in motion. And it's a quick hit to Tommy. Tommy Langdon, and he gets in. Touchdown, Owls.
Yeah, great job there by the offensive line, getting a good solid push on that one. Must be the timeout was what the offensive line needed. Needed a little bit of a break to get a drink and reset their mental for a minute, because the first two plays they got stuffed from the defensive line, so the offensive line just looks like they needed a break.
Coach Puglio looked at him and said, guys, now's your time. Get under their pads and move them back. All right, Bradford Owls in a PAT format. Keyshore.
Here we go. Keyshore. Set the kick.
Snap is down, kick is up, and it's good.
We are tied here at AJ Manziel Stadium.
All right, we are tied 7-7.
Your boys high school football and Bigfoot Coach.
Congratulations, we've got a winner, John Plekis, with our Toji's touchdown sweepstakes. He will win a free dinner from the Value Pack Meals at Toji's Family Restaurant. So you're listening to Bradford Owls Radio Football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winners Circle. Participants include W.R. Case & Sons in Bradford, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winners Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford. WESB Sports.
All right. Welcome back to EJ Mansell Stadium in Dubois as the Bradford Owls have gotten on the board. 7-7 here on a Tommy Langdon 1 yard dive into the end zone. So set the stage for you. It's 3:09 left in the first quarter.
Ansley High Muhammad and
the kick, Keyshore's kick. Picks it by the up back. He brings it to the 30. Up to the 35. Breaks the tackle. He's at the 48, the 45. And he's pushed out of bounds at the 48 yard line.
Yeah, the young Lucas Wallace there had a chance to make a tackle about the 30. Instead, goes a little too high. Doesn't lower his level. allows the kick returner for Dubois to bring it out to about the 50-yard line, 49-yard line on Bradford's side of the field. So now short field for Dubois' offense.
So we know what Dubois is going to come out. Wingard's going to have his four receivers, dual receiver split to each side. Bradford's in a, looks like they're in like a 3-5, 3-6 defense with two overhead safeties. Wingard steps back out of the shotgun. He's got his, that's Hensley. Looks like that's about a 20 yard pass play. That kid's tall, Ryan.
Yeah, that's the young Thatcher Hensley there on the reception. Again, those two Hensley boys are the main weapons for Dubois. And we got pressure up the middle for Bradford, but Wingard very comfortable with that pressure.
Dubois comes out, no huddle, inside draw. Bounces it out, misses a tackle.
First down and more.
Austin missed the tackle. He's brought down. Brought down by, who was that, Caden Miller?
Keenan.
Keenan Miller, yes.
Yeah, number 44, London Duncan on the carry for Dubois. Really quick hitter out to the right-hand side and just made a lot of Bradford defenders miss him on his way to a huge gain for the Dubois.
We got first and 10 from the 13-yard line. Hensley brings back quick hit. That's Sammy deep for the Beavers. Looks like it's about a 9-yard pass play. And they're methodical at that those three-step drops, aren't they?
Yep. He's, like we said, Wingard is very, very comfortable with just calling his own play or getting a couple plays in at once and remembering which plays he wants to run and moving on and not allowing that Bradford defense to rest a lot.
Trips left. Wingard rolls out to the left. Flood the end zone. And he throws a touchdown. That's Sammy Deeb on a 4-yard touchdown. Well, the Beavers answer the Owls quickly at the 2-minute mark in the first quarter.
Yeah, we'll say on that rollout there to the left side, Braylon Little, number 55 for Bradford, had a pretty clear path at Wingard, but quite honestly didn't show a whole lot of hustle there. Maybe made that a little bit more interesting, but
snap is down, the hold is up, kick is up, and the kick is good. All right, so the Dubois Beavers have doubled up the Bradford Owls at 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. So we'll see if Coach Puglio gets his team regrouped and comes back with a colder return. Let's send it back. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
WESB Sports.
And two back too many times, but
in the future,
right?
Unless I say otherwise.
Just a beautiful night overall for high school football.
All right, welcome back. Beavers take a 14-7 lead. Bradford Allen's ready to get the ball back. Kohler's deep, standing at his 5-yard line. Kick is up. Kohler's going to take it at the 20. Misses tackle. He's going through the gut.
Makes a nice jump cut out.
And looks like he's going to be brought down at the 32-yard line. Another decent return.
Yep, and he had some space to the outside. He was trying to bounce it outside. Unfortunately, he got caught up in the mix there with quite a few Owls and Beavers that were standing in the midfield and kind of got clogged up behind him. But I think he was trying to break it outside. Had a lot of space to the outside, but unfortunately got slowed down and brought down by a very, very fast special teams coverage team for Dubois.
First and 10 from the Owls' 32-yard line. Giordano's in the shotgun. He's got twin receivers to the right. Tommy Landon next to him. Kohler comes in motion. Inside handoff. Jet sweep. And he's brought down for a loss of about 4 yards. Man, that play was kind of doomed from the beginning with that defensive line shot through.
Yeah, unfortunately, that the handoff to the right side, Braden Thompson misses a very key block for Bradford that I think would have sprung Kohler just a little bit, just enough to get him some positive yardage at least, but just misses the block on I believe, number 7 for Dubois, who comes down from the safety spot, Jackson Hainsley, to make that tackle. But the secondary for Dubois is very, very fast. They have a great closing speed from that secondary.
Giordano brings up the team in the shotgun formation. Twin receivers to the right.
Tight end left.
Snap over his head. Down. Giordano takes the ball and just heads down at the 18-yard line for a loss of about 8 yards.
Yeah, and right there, I think Andrew Giordano might be better off. He's already out of the pocket, out of the tackle box. I think he's better off just throwing that ball away as opposed to taking the sack and trying to make a play out of it. But he's still, even though he's a senior, he's still a relatively raw senior, sitting behind Talon Reese, who is a very good quarterback for Bradford. So that's something that can be coached up for sure. Just getting those situations where just throw it away and don't take the sack.
Got 30 seconds left in the first quarter. Giordano brings his team up 3rd and 24 out of the shotgun. Giordano takes a couple steps back. He's got his gut. It's intercepted. Bag runs it back for a touchdown.
Oh man.
Keenan Miller took a hit at the 30-yard line.
But the Dubois defense isn't out down behind the play. It's a
I'm trying to see. Is that 30?
That's Keenan Miller. Right?
Okay. I can't tell if it's 31 or 33.
I think it's 31, Keenan Miller's.
But he, watching the route, I don't think he was expecting the ball.
I don't think so either.
He was running down the sideline and didn't really look back at Andrew Giordano, but Giordano saw him wide open, so he threw it to him. And if that is Keenan, he looked back at the last, right at the last second before the ball came and got hit very hard by number 1 from Dubois. Hopefully. Ball's tipped up and returned for a touchdown, but right now,
hopefully it's just his wind knocked out of him. Looks like he's getting up.
I think so.
I have a feeling he'll be back, Ryan.
Oh, yeah, he's a tough kid. He'll be back.
Well, it's not how we wanted that first quarter to end. I guess we got 15 seconds left in the first quarter.
Yeah, Dubois will still have to kick their extra point. Extra point was held off for Keenan being down.
But what a play that was. What a secret for the Beavers. They tried the invert goes. What is open?
So catch was made. We'll see what the Owls can respond, because they had that really strong drive there at the beginning of the game. And
he skirts 26 yards into the end zone for the pick six.
Taking a couple lumps here. 15 seconds left to go. The Beavers have set up for the PAT. Ball is snapped. Snap hold is down. And the kick is up. And it's good. So it's 21-7. Just at the end of the first quarter. So, Ryan, I would say it's being down only 2 scores to this high-profile, prolific offense, I would say we're not sitting too bad.
No, and I think right there, even on that last play, they got returned for a pick six. That's a pick that's off of a tip on a wide-open Keenan Miller. He just happened to – Samson Deeb just came down and made a great play on Keenan Miller. It wasn't a dirty hit at all by any means. It was just a great hit. And I think if Keenan knows that ball is coming, he's able to slow his momentum down a little bit, make him miss. He might be making a house call too. So this game looks a lot different all of a sudden if he's able to corral that and do what he's capable of doing with the football in his hands, as opposed to having the ball knocked out of him and have it picked and returned for a touchdown to make it a 2-score game. I think Bradford, I don't think that should deter them by any stretch of the imagination. He was wide open.
Give him something to build on here at the end of the first quarter. The ball is teed up, and it's kicked.
Here we go. Barnes approaches. It's like
Kohler's going to pick it up at the 15.
He breaks
one tackle and takes the ball out to the 34-yard line. So Bradford Owls are going to take the ball. Probably get enough for one more play of the first quarter from the 33-yard line.
Yeah, again, even right there on that kick return, Kohler's got a chance. Bradford's special teams is blocking really well for Logan, but unfortunately he gets brought down from up top just a little too late to get through that hole.
Breaks one tackle, and it's a different story.
Yep.
Giordano brings the offense up to the line. He's double tight end. Twins left. Quick toss to Austin. Breaks a couple tackles. Gets out to about a 9-yard gain. Gets out to the 44-yard line.
Yeah, good job. Quick little screen right there to Brilliant Austin. Does a good job changing his pad level, getting low, breaking a couple tackles. Refs initially ruled them out, but then started the play clock back up. So that'll be the end of the quarter for us.
End of the first quarter. Looks like end of the first quarter. The Beavers are up 21-7. We're going to keep it here as we've had some scoring this first quarter. It'll be interesting to see how all right. We're going to take it back to the studio. This is Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
Do you suffer from moderate to severe arthritis, knee, hip, or shoulder pain? Do you suffer from hand arthritis or plantar fasciitis? Have you been told that you're not a candidate for a joint replacement or don't want a joint replacement? Injections no longer manage your pain? If yes, then transarterial musculoskeletal embolization, or TAME, is a non-surgical treatment option now offered at Allegheny Vein and Vascular. Dr. Robert Tejera offers a minimally invasive procedure that blocks abnormal vessels in the joint that are responsible for inflammation and damage to the joint, leading to pain, stiffness, and swelling. This quick, safe, and nearly painless office-based procedure is covered by Medicare and many other insurances. Please call their office at 814-368-8490 to schedule your consult today. Allegheny Vein and Vascular is located at 900 Chestnut Street in Bradford. Call today and tame your pain.
98 CM Bradford. WESB Bradford. B107.5 FM. This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Oh, welcome back, Bradford Owls Football. And first play of the second quarter gets intercepted, returned for a touchdown. Tough way to start the second quarter. Looks like Giordano's arm was hit in the process of throwing, so the ball kind of fluttered up there.
Yep, a lot of pressure for Dubois. Giordano gets hit while he's trying to throw. Creates a pretty lame duck pass. London Duncan able to easily pick it off and return a bit for a touchdown for Dubois.
Just 11 seconds in here. 11 seconds in. Interception return for a touchdown. Beavers' PAT attempt is good. It's like Dubois Beavers 28, Bradford Owls 7 at the just inside the 10 seconds into the second quarter. All right, second quarter. Start of the second quarter. That means it's time for Toji's Touchdown Sweepstakes. Once again, you want to be part of the Toji's Touchdown Sweepstakes, you stop in and put your name in the drawing. And if your name is drawn and the Owls do score during any time during the second quarter, you will receive a free dinner from the Value Pack Meals menu at Toji's Family Restaurant. If the Owls do not score during that quarter, the contestant will win a free lunch special at Toji's Substation. So you'll win. Stop in at either the Toji's Family Restaurant or the Substation and sign up for the Toji's Touchdown Sweepstakes.
28-7 is your score here. Beavers out in front.
So the contestant on the second quarter looks like it's going to be Ann Cobb. Ann, good luck. We want you to get a Toji's Value Pack meal. Kick is off. Once again, it's going to be Kohler getting it to 15-yard line. He takes it up through the middle. Oh, he bounces out to the outside. Oh, and he's brought down just inside the 25-yard line.
Much better kick coverage there by Dubois, not allowing Logan Kohler to really get anything going there. But now momentum clearly fully in control by Dubois right now. Bradford needs to come out and get a quick score here to get back into this game.
This is when the senior Giordano needs to look at his team and says, guys, we're still in this.
Yeah, you definitely need some senior leadership to come through and and get these guys to stay involved in the game. You don't want to see them start fading in terms of confidence or anything like that.
Looks like Al is coming out in the Twins left formation with Kohler flanked to the right, Langdon to the left. Drops back. Austin, it's...
It
was a nice catch by Austin, but the Beavers were all over that defense.
Yeah, wide receiver screen for Braylon Austin again, which was a little positive last time they ran it, but Dubois all over that one. Secondary again with that closing speed. They are a very fast secondary between their two. Their quarterback is back there. The Hainsley boys are back there. They have a very fast secondary that doesn't allow a lot of big plays.
My mind goes back to that wheel route touchdown that the Owls had in the middle of the first quarter.
Yep.
We got Twins right, Kohler to the left into the wing T formation. Giordano goes back. Oh, that's Keyshore, but he can't catch it. Ball was at his ankles, but what do they say? You touch it, you catch it.
Dead ball hits your hands, you got to catch it. That's the unwritten rule of football.
And given the way the game is going, the Owls can't really afford to have too many mental errors.
To add insult to injury, and they also have a holding call, which will push them back another 10 yards. Make it a long, long third down. I think third and 24 after the penalty.
Oh, so they're...
Not where you want to be. Not the oh, never mind. Bradford's... you boys might have declined the penalty.
Yep. Third and 15.
Yep.
Giordano brings his team up.
Make it third and 15. Two receivers each.
Giordano drops back.
Oh, a lot of pressure. He gets out of
it. He's just going to throw it away.
See, good play. Good, smart play by Giordano. Not forcing anything. Getting rid of it. Immediate pressure by 44 from Dubois, London, Duncan.
That was that same wheel route that the Owls scored on earlier in the game.
Yeah, unfortunately, Bradford, I don't know if there was miscommunication along the offensive line or what, but London Duncan just had a free run at Andrew Giordano, and there was a lot of pressure on his face immediately after snapping that ball.
Yep. Looks like when the line comes up, they've widened their splits, I think probably to slow down that Beaver defense. Giordano's back.
Gets it away. It's a high, short kick. Beavers are going to let it bounce.
Punt goes.
Bounce coming back.
Bradford's going to touch it. Touch it down at the 35. 35-yard line. Short field coming up for the Beavers.
On the Owls, 35.
Looks like we've got 10 minutes to go in the second quarter. You are listening to Bradford Owl Football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winners Circle. Participants include W.R. Case & Sons in Bradford, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winners Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long on your season ticket, WESB Sports. B107.5 FM. WESB Bradford. WESB Sports.
Football. Looks like the Bradford Owls defense. Oh, man, he was hit hard. Who was that made that tackle for the Bradford Owls?
It's number 58, I believe. Jacob Abers.
You know, Ryan, that made me think of an award that we're going to hand out. The Collision of the Game, sponsored by Love Toyota. Collision Center at 911 East Main Street in Bradford.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good start to our qualifying hits right there from Jacob Abers.
So, second and six from the Owls' 30-yard line. Split receivers to the left, split receivers to the right. Drops back.
Looking all day to throw, throwing end zone. And
overthrows his receiver. Man, he had all the time in the world.
Yeah, That is a throw that Trey Wingard is going to want back because he does not usually miss Jackson Hainsley on that type of throw, especially when he has that much time. Yeah. He had a step on the corner. Looks like number 10 for Bradford, Colton Miller, was on the coverage, and he Hainsley definitely had a step on him, but Wingard just rarely misses him.
Looks like we've got trips to the right, third and six, and it's an inside handoff to the... bounces it outside, breaks a couple tackles. Does he get the first down? It's going to be close. And it's a first down for the Beavers. Yeah.
London Duncan on the right, on that right side handoff from out of shotgun for Dubois. And Dubois will sprinkle in those outside zone runs. And London Duncan is a big back. I don't know. I don't have his exact height and weight here, but just looking at him from here, he's a big boy.
Big boy. Split receivers to the left, end of the right. Wingard gets back, and it's touchdown to his favorite target there. That's Thatcher Hensley. Man. Well, we knew that Wingard was going to come out and throw the ball.
Yeah, I mean, when you got Jackson Hensley out there and Thatcher Hensley with the talent that they have, they're very tough to stop. But right there, that was backyard toss and catch right there. Yeah.
PAT is up, and it's good. 9:17 left in the second quarter. Dubois, Beavers 35, and your Bradford Owls 7. Well, Ryan, tough half after that touchdown from Kohler.
Yeah, I mean, we had good momentum to start the game, and unfortunately, Dubois comes out, scores quickly. And then the two back-to-back pick sixes really takes the wind out of your sails as a football team when that type of momentum shifts like that.
So we'll see if the Owls can respond here. This will be the fifth kickoff to the Owls. I hope Kohler can get that kick and break one for us.
Yeah, I mean, now would be the perfect time to get the Owls sideline back into this game, get the Owls team as a whole back into this game. Would be a big return from Kohler, and he's very notably very capable of doing so. So we'll see if he has anything up his sleeve here.
Kick coming off from the left hash up in the air. Kohler's going to come in. Oh, he drops it, but he picks it back up. He's going to bring it out to the – breaks a couple tackles. Gets it to the Owl 25-yard line.
I mean, good recovery by Kohler. He muffs the initial kickoff, but still able to get positive yards on the kick return, even though he had some Beavers in his face. He was able to be quick enough to break away from a couple tackles. Unfortunately, with that muff punt or muff kickoff, didn't really have a chance to get up to speed the way he typically does and allow Dubois a chance to get their kick covers down.
Yeah, both on offense and on special teams, the Bradford Owls are having a hard time holding onto that ball. All right, here we go. Giordano brings the team up. He's under center, first and 10 from the 24-yard line. Call it the 24. Kohler's in motion. Dive up the middle to Langton. He gets about 2 yards. That's the formula. Dive up the middle and then hit Kohler on a wheel route.
Yeah, I think what Coach Puglio is seeing is that, like I talked about a couple times before, that closing speed of the secondary, they want to try to get the ball in the middle to spread Dubois' secondary out a little bit and try to attack the middle there to not allow them to come downhill and get a piece of the action. But to Dubois' credit, their interior defensive line is now starting to play much better than they had in the first two drives for Bradford.
Giordano brings his Owls up. Kohler's in motion. It's an inside handoff. No, he keeps it. Oh, he optioned it out to Kohler, who loses about 5-7 yards. That's where you just want to hold it. You want to keep it in that option.
Yeah, I think so. I think the thinking there is get it to your more explosive playmaker. However, again, that secondary comes crashing downhill extremely, extremely hard. And that happened right there again for Kohler, and he's unfortunately unable to make anybody miss and get anything going there. But on the option play, you want to – your goal is to get the most yards but not lose any yards as well. You got to think of it both ways as a quarterback, and that's, again, something that's coachable for Giordano.
All right, Giordano brings him up to the line. Austin's flanked. It's an inside counter to Kohler, and he gets about five yards. That's a wrinkle. That's a new the new play we haven't seen yet tonight.
They looked like Andrew Giordano. It was like an octopus out there. He had his hands going multiple directions. I wasn't quite sure who he handed that ball off to initially, but overall, good positive yardage. But in the situation that you're in right now, being down 28 at your own 25 yard line, not necessarily the play you'd want to go with.
For a nine kickoff, and oh, he sends it back, and the ball bounces at the takes a owl bounce, and is down at the 32 yard line. So there's a bright spot in our special teams. Now the owl defense comes back, and let's see if we can get a stop. So I'm going to take it back to our friend Igor in the studio. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Owned locally, respected worldwide, that's the Allegheny Bradford family of companies in Lewis Run. They're a leading manufacturer, supplier, and service provider of quality stainless steel products used the world over. From small food processors to giant pharmaceutical companies, Allegheny Bradford, Allegheny Surface Technology, and ABC Actini. Owned locally, respected worldwide. To see all they do and explore employment opportunities, visit them online at AlleghenyBradford.com.
WESB Sports.
All right, welcome back.
Get a quick out all over it. Get the ball.
Wow, that's well a pass broken up by
Max Gow.
That was Max Gow with the breakup.
I believe he's a freshman.
He's a freshman?
Yeah.
Coming in?
Yeah. Again, we talked about this pregame. That second unit for Bradford, what's considered their JV unit, Max Gow, Bentley Evans, those guys will play. They'll come in here and they'll be hard nosed. So.
All right. Second and 10. Here we go. Wingard comes, brings the ball back. He's found receiver, got a guy wide open at this.
Hansley,
and he just walks in to the end zone. That's a 67 yard touchdown pass from Wingard to Kingsley.
Yeah, right there in coverage, Colton Miller gets burnt immediately off the line on a go route for Hainsley, and I think Dubois' offense, I think, is very quickly realizing that Hainsley has a huge matchup in terms of any way you look at it, he's a mismatch for Bradford's corners right now. So
Mattis Barnes has been having a day at the PATs. Snap is down. The good hold, and the ball is through the uprights. So it's 6:44 left in the first half. The Beavers are up 42-7. Wow. What do you think's gonna? What do you think Coach Puglio is telling his guys right now, Ryan?
Well, I mean, right now you just got to be telling your guys to keep your head in the game. Don't worry about the scoreboard. You got to just come out and just play with the best effort that you have. You don't want to be looking at the scoreboard too much. Everybody understands that you're up by or you're down 35 after having some positive momentum going into the game in the first quarter. But I think if you're Coach Puglio, you've got to tell these guys to really be getting out there and playing with some heart right now.
Yeah, so high school football rules, 35-point score lead. The clock will be a continuous clock here on out for the rest of the half. Unless, of course, the Bradford Owls score. So the kickoff is taken by Kohler at the 10-yard line. He runs it to the middle of the field. He catches a block, breaks a couple tackles, and he takes the ball out to about the 33-yard line. It'll be first and 10, Owls football.
It does seem, looking at the initial team that's jogging out there for Dubois, this is no longer their starting unit. I see Thatcher Hainsley is still out there. However, no Jackson Hainsley, no London Duncan out there. No Samson Deeb right now. So it looks like Dubois already has their second unit in.
Giordano's up back under center. He's got trips to the sets to the left. Kohler's in. Fakes the toss. It's a dive inside to Tommy Langdon. Gets about, breaks it up, breaks it even up out to the line of, original line of scrimmage.
Yeah, right there. They try to run a fake pitch to Logan Kohler on the outside, inside handoff to Tommy Langdon, and unfortunately Bradford's offensive line not able to get a push, allowing the big, looks like number 55 for Dubois, sorry. He's a big boy, too. He got in there and made a really good tackle on Tommy Langdon again, who isn't very easy to bring down one-on-one.
Yeah, Bradford's offensive line is even outmatched, outsized by the Beavers' second-string defensive line. So Giordano brings his team up and looks like a timeout on the field.
Yeah,
Bradford's going to take their second timeout. We're going to take it back. You are listening to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winners Circle. Participants include W.R. Case & Sons in Bradford, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winners Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long on your season ticket, WESB Sports. B107.5 FM. WESB Bradford. 98 CM Bradford. WESB Bradford. B107.5 FM. This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
All right, friends, welcome back. We're at Du Bois, Pennsylvania for Bradford Owls Football. Bradford finds themselves on the downside of a 42-7 score. 6 minutes to go in the second quarter. Giordano's under center. He's got Kohler to the left and Austin to the right, Landon behind him. Kohler's in motion.
He's going to roll out. He's going to give it to Langdon. Langdon is stacked up and wrestled down.
It was a fullback dive, and I think he about tackled him before he even got, right after he got the ball.
Yeah, unfortunately, if you're Bradford, you got to be asking your offensive line to get more of a push on this defensive front for them, because right now Dubois' defensive line is just in there. Right, as soon as the ball is snapped, they're getting into the backfield. And Tommy Langdon, regardless of how good he is, Logan Kohler, regardless of how good he is, you can't do anything if you're getting hands put on you as soon as you're receiving the handoff.
Yep. Third and 14 from the Owl 29-yard line. This time Giordano in the shotgun. To the, Giordano drops back. He's got him. Overthrows. Looks like overthrows. Keenan Miller was the intended receiver. Man, they're trying. They're trying everything.
Well, the thing is, and this isn't a critique of the coaching staff, but Andrew Giordano needs to be taught that he doesn't have to throw that one particular route on a play call like that. He's got a go route for Miller on the outside, but he's double covered, and you gotta teach him not to throw that ball. Yeah, yeah, you need to get him to be checking down or getting some other routes to be looking at. The legal substitution for Bradford.
Not sure what that substitution was, but backs the Owls up. Ball is on the 25-yard line, 4th and 19. Giordano's back.
High snap.
Gets a kickoff, and it's really short punt.
Oh, man.
Looks like it's about a three-yard punt after it's been downed. All right, Bradford's having a tough break, man. The snap was almost over his head. Was that Keenan Miller as the punter?
Yes.
Yeah, Keenan grabbed it and basically just got it off his foot just to keep the Beavers from blocking the punt. So, well, folks, Beavers get the ball back. Short field. It's on their 24 on the Owls 24-yard line. First and 10. It's still, like they got a backup quarterback in.
No, that's still Wingard. In the
air. It is Wingard.
Yep. Pumps now, throws short, intended for Roman.
Wow, Winger's pass was incomplete. Broken up by... Is that... broke that pass up for the Owls. The 20...
Max Gow. Freshman.
Yeah, another freshman getting some playing time, making some plays. That's always bright for Bradford Owl football when you see a freshman making a play like that.
Yeah, he's a hard-nosed kid. He'll get in there and get dirty.
Wingard brings his team up, trips to the left, inside handoff, and he's brought down by the first. That's Caleb Mackey. Nice inside tackle by the defensive tackle. Brings it third and 10 from the Owl 24-yard line. It'd be a great place to get a stop.
Yeah, I mean, if there's... You haven't been able to stop them so far, but if your defensive line is going to give you some pressure and not allow those inside runs to explode and you've got corners in there making plays, then, yeah, give yourself some momentum defensively.
Trips to the right, one receiver to the left. Wingard sees a gets player in the middle. It's almost picked off by Kohler. Almost picked that off.
Who is that? 30. Can't tell if that's 33. Yeah, I can't tell if that was Tommy Langdon on the coverage there, the linebacker spot. Yeah,
you're right.
Yep,
I can always tell Kohler with his blonde locks hanging
his
out
long
from
flowing hair out of the back of his helmet.
Out of his helmet. So they're going for it on fourth down, fourth and 9 from the 23. Two receivers to the right, two receivers to the left. Wingers back, he throws the ball up, and he's Hangsley's wide open.
So again, a go route for Hainsley. At this point, when are you telling Bradford's corners that you need to give him an extra step?
Yeah.
Because he's not running any special routes. He's just running straight.
He's running right
and
past
throwing
him.
His hand up like Randy Moss used to. He's just running down the field and just throwing his hand up. And it's those two, it's just pitch and catch.
So, PAT, for seventh chance for Beavers PAT. The snap is down. And it's through the uprights. So with 3:58 left in the first half, it's the DuBois Beavers 49, our Bradford Owls 7. You are listening to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
WESB Sports.
All right, welcome back to Mansell Stadium. It's 49-7. Owls are down to the Beavers of DuBois. The kickoff. Ball is teed up, and the kick is off. And it looks like Kohler's going to take it at the 10-yard line. He's got his blocker set up for a middle drive. Kohler misses Brooks' first block. Breaks the second tackle. Brings the ball out to the 45-yard line. There's a little bright spot for the Bradford Owls special teams.
Yeah, Logan Kohler, again, exploding through the holes. And when Bradford's kick return team blocks well for Logan, muff the punt and he doesn't muff the kickoff, good things typically happen. They usually get they get in a really good field position when that happens. So that's got to be something that Bradford really focuses on, is to get him out in open space in any way they can.
Absolutely. So a little bright spot coming up here at the 3:50 mark of the second quarter. Giordano's got his team brought up tight wing T. 3:50 to go. Austin to the left. Kohler goes in motion. It's an inside handoff to Tommy Langdon, and he gets hit right at the line of scrimmage. And in fact, he might even get pushed back a yard.
See, again, they run that fake toss inside handoff, and DuBois defense is very keen to that now. They're no longer falling for that fake motion by Kohler. And if that defense is stacked in the middle now, maybe you have Giordano make that pitch to Kohler and see what he can do with it, because right now that middle of the defensive line is very, very stout for DuBois.
Yep. Here we go. It's second and 10 from the 43-yard line. Austin spread to the left. Kohler's in motion. And it's an outside hand. And he's around the corner. Breaks one tackle. And he gets brought down. Gain of about 3 yards. That's what you're just talking about, getting Kohler out in space.
Yeah, Logan Kohler just trucked his own offensive lineman there, and Bryce Thomas, who took a big hit from Kohler, trying to get him out of the way. But I mean, that's kind of what you got to do at this point. You got to, if you're not going to get the passing game as involved like we'd like to see, you got to keep mixing it up and not letting this Dubois defense get comfortable with what they're calling and what they're stopping.
Yeah, maybe mix up the playbook a little bit. Try some things out. Here we go. We've got Giordano under center. Wing T formation. Kohler in motion. It's an inside handoff to Tommy Langdon. Again, he breaks the tackle. Gets out about first down yard. It gets out to about the 46-yard line. We're close to see where they spot it for a Bradford Owls first down. Those have been hard to come by tonight.
Well, I'm not going to lie, but from the way the ref was standing, it looked like they did not give him the first down. It looked like he was short, but eyes are deceiving me up here because he looked about a half yard short, but thankful for the first down.
So our successful plays have been the inside dive play and the wheel route. So let's see what they come up to. Giordano's under center. Kohler's in motion again. It's another inside handoff to Tommy Langdon. This time he's brought down behind the line of scrimmage. Looks like a loss of about 2 yards.
Yeah, see, that time Tommy Langdon tries to bounce that outside as opposed to the hole that I can see the hole up here. Whether you can see it down the field or not is a different story, but there was a hole up the middle, but Tommy, whether that was the designed way to go, goes a little too far outside and just runs into about three defensive players for Dubois.
Yeah. And you almost want to see if they could run a counter or something to get all those. Every play is to the right. Every play is to the right. Maybe come back with a counter to the left. Mm-hmm. Giordano's under center. Langdon's behind him. Kohler goes in motion. As I call it, it's a counter. That's Keenan Miller. Takes it, gets it out, and he's brought down. Holy smokes, that was the play.
Yeah, that was a good call.
That was a counter.
Counter play for Keenan Miller on the left-hand side there. Logan Kohler goes to the right in motion. Tommy Langdon goes to his normal spot on the dive play to the right-hand side, and they sneak the handoff to Keenan Miller, and he bursts a huge. And that's you called it. That's exactly what they needed to do because Dubois' defense was feeding on that right-hand side and up the middle. That's what they were keying on.
We're going to get some clock management. The clock is about 30 seconds to go in the first half. Giordano brings it out, hands it off. Oh, he almost broke the tackle. It looks like it's a loss of about 5 yards, and it's going to be a timeout for the Bradford Owls. Man, they sure took their time on that play. Lost of about 35 seconds on that play that took.
Yeah, by the time they got up to the line, in that situation, you got to have two plays called so you can go bang, bang, bang. At least two plays called. You can't have any substitutions. You got to have two plays called, or even let Giordano as a senior let him call a couple plays on his own to see what they can do instead of having to huddle up or do anything like that. But there you got to, without burning your last timeout with 30 seconds left. Yeah. Maybe run two plays and you save yourself 15 seconds or so.
Yeah, so the Bradford Owls have exhausted all their timeouts. It's going to be third down, 13 yards to go on the 28-yard line. Man, I think it's time to maybe bring that wheel route back. Something, you got to go to the air, I think. I don't think you can run the ball and get stuff. I don't think you'll have time to get up and run another play.
I think a great play call would be to run a get in your normal traditional wing T, send Kohler in motion, and maybe have a play action with him coming back across the middle to try to get him back in open space because they're expecting him to be running to that right side or the opposite side of wherever he's lining up at. So he's coming out on the left-hand side here, closest to us in the press box. Give him a little play action and maybe have him run that wheel route off the play action as opposed to lining up wide and just having him run it.
So Twins left, Giordano in the gun, gets the ball, takes two steps back. He looks, throws the ball up, and he's got a man. Incomplete to Keenan Miller. Man, he was open. He just threw it too far in front of him. So,
yeah, Giordano also, I think you missed Caden Keyshore running to the end zone there.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think when Coach Puglio calls the play, you know, obviously there's a primary receiver. The other receivers is running a complementary route. And, you know, look your read. If your first read's not there, he's got to look off to his second read.
Yeah, almost always they have that go route for Brilliant Austin, and he's almost always double covered. Caden Keyshore is in the slot, and he's running at the hash marks all by himself.
Third down, Giordano under center. Miller's under most. It's an inside counter to Kohler. He gets the ball at the 20, 20, 15 yard, 10 yard. And he's brought down. He's got to get up and spike the ball.
Got to hurry up.
Clock is stopped because of the first down. As soon as the first down marker is set. Man, it should be great if Owls could get in the end zone. Giordano's under center. Kohler's. Looks like it's the busted play.
Get rid of it. Get rid of it. There you go.
Throws it away. 7 seconds left. Giordano's a little slow getting up, but he's tough. 7.2
to go. Did have Colton Miller for a split second.
I think that might have been a busted play. The way Giordano took the ball, you think he maybe went the wrong way, or not sure.
Yeah, definitely wasn't the designed bootleg out to the left hand side for Giordano. Just kind of making the most of it.
Yeah,
but like I said, he had a split second window where he could have had Colton Miller, who was running in the back of the running in the front side of the end zone, but missed him. No fault of his own. He's under a lot of pressure.
7 seconds, probably going to be the last play of the first half. Miller's in motion. Kohler rolls right.
Firing end zone.
And it's a score. Touchdown, Owls! Touchdown, Owls! Giordano comes back with a 9-yard pass play. Who's that? Ryan, do you see who caught that?
I'm trying to see the number. I can't tell who that was. So that's number 33, it looks like, on the test. Tommy Langdon with a touchdown catch for Bradford.
Oh, wait a way. With 1.4 seconds left, I'm going to give a shout-out our winner, Ann Cobb. You're going to get a free dinner from the Value Pack Meals at Toji's Family Restaurant. So the snap is back, kick is down, and it's a line drive, and it just... And it does go through the uprights.
Yep.
Man, that's an unconventional way of kicking a PAT. It was a literal line drive, hit the bottom crossbar, and it doinked in.
I think that was a triple doink. I think it went crossbar, left post, and then back post.
Well, what a way to end the second half. We got 1.4 seconds left, but the Bradford Owls got on the scored again, so they find themselves at 49-14. Well, I'd say that's a tribute to senior leadership there, getting the guys in that last minute. Don't quit attitude.
Yeah, I mean, I tell you what, that's a tough drive to perform with only one timeout. You only use one. You have a broken play, but yet you still had the resiliency to come through and score a touchdown with 1.4 seconds left in the half. I mean, that's a huge positive momentum shift for Bradford going into half, and definitely something that they can talk about, because they had a lot of good plays in that last drive there that they can take advantage of moving forward.
Yeah, it's a good way to end the half. So we'll just make sure we get the kick and we tackle them before the line drive kick to the 20-yard line. Hanson grabs it, breaks out, breaks one tackle, and he's brought down at the Owls 49-yard line to wrap up the first half.
Tell you what, Tommy Langdon made me a little bit nervous there on that kickoff. He got bitten a little too far inside and almost caused a touchdown from going so far inside instead of holding his edge, but... Good job recovering by Tommy.
All right, we're going to come back with some first half stats, talk about what we think the Owls ought to do to get back into this game.
Thank you, sir.
So you are listening to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports is brought to you by these local sponsors: the Model T Inn, Allegheny Bradford Corporation, W.R. Case & Sons, Allegheny Vein & Vascular, Toji's Family Restaurant, Toji's Substation, Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate, Burns & Burns Insurance, Metallico Bradford, Bud's Towing & Recovery, Gleason Construction, Team Minard, and Worth W. Smith Company Hardware. This is Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports, 1490 AM, B107.5 FM, and streaming on 100.1 The Heroes mobile apps and WESB.com.
It's the Family Bar with the Car, the Model T Inn in Derrick City. Meet your friends on Sundays for lots of big screen football with the NFL Sunday Ticket and enjoy their new Sunday special, a medium pizza and a dozen wings for just $22. Stop in and enjoy their delicious menu items any day. And it's not too early to reserve a date for your holiday get-together. You'll always have a great time at the Family Bar with the Car and the NFL Sunday Ticket, the Model T Inn in Derrick City.
At Worth W. Smith Company, you'll find what you need when it comes to shovels, rakes, pruners, and all sorts of other gardening and landscaping tools. Why take the chance of getting splinters from old dried-up cracked handles or the frustration of fighting with the rusty chipped cutting edges on your loppers? Their staff is always eager to lend a helping hand with getting you what you need for the project ahead. Stop and see them today at any of their 6 locations in Bradford, Olean, Salamanca, Cuba, and Eldred. Remember, if you need it, you'll find it at Worth W. Smith Company.
Gleason Construction Incorporated is Bradford's top family-owned and operated general contractor, providing general construction services and specializing in new commercial buildings since 2017. Gleason Construction does everything from the ground up, including excavation, concrete, and foundation work, carpentry, landscaping, and more. See Gleason for bulk ground products as well, like mulch, gravel, topsoil, and salt for wintertime. See them at GleasonConstruction.com to see all they can do for you.
Metallico of Bradford wants to buy your ferrous and non-ferrous items such as steel, brass, copper, and aluminum. They work with you to create a recycling plan that can become a profit center for your business. Metallico offers competitive and fair pricing every day, every time. They won't promise you a high price and pay you significantly less when you arrive. Visit them at 286 High Street in Bradford or call them at 814-362-6873 for their special Metallico pricing.
Owned locally, respected worldwide, that's the Allegheny Bradford family of companies in Lewis Run. They're a leading manufacturer, supplier, and service provider of quality stainless steel products used the world over. From small food processors to giant pharmaceutical companies, Allegheny Bradford, Allegheny Surface Technology, and ABC Actini. Owned locally, respected worldwide. To see all they do and explore employment opportunities, visit them online at AlleghenyBradford.com.
Team Minard is your source for custom screen printing and embroidery, team uniforms, t-shirts, hats, and more. From concept to completion, Team Minard in Bradford is there for you. Team Minard provides top quality products and exceptional design done by professionals, so there's no need to go online or leave town. And with decades of experience, Team Minard can bring you the best quality at the best price. For more information, go to TeamMinard.com and remember, when it looks good, people will wear it.
Team Minard!
98 CM Bradford.
WESB Bradford.
B107.5 FM.
This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Oh, welcome back, everyone. This is Rustin Lippincottam alongside Ryan Mackey. And we got one half down of the Bradford Owls Du Bois Beavers game. And Beavers have a 49-14 lead at the half. We're going to take a look at the C.J. Wallace Engineering Halftime Show. Ryan, what do you have for some stats?
Well, right now, pretty relatively quiet night so far offensively, but Tommy Langdon's got 7 rushes for 25 yards and a rushing touchdown. Got the one catch right there at the end of the half for 9 yards and a receiving touchdown as well. Then Keenan Miller has the one big run, but overall has two carries for 20 yards. And Logan Kohler has, I believe, he's got 81 return yards right now with about 81 all-purpose yards, I'm sorry. So he's, again, being the electric playmaker that he's been all year for Bradford whenever he's gotten the opportunity to. And, I mean, the main thing has been Bradford's defense.
Yeah, it's that Weingard to Hinksley combination.
Yeah, Wingard and Hainsley, yeah.
Yeah, how many touchdowns?
Jackson Hainsley's got 3. Yeah. I believe Thatcher has 1. And Wingard has 4 passing touchdowns, I believe. We have 2 pick sixes. Yeah. And a rushing touchdown from London Duncan, I believe. So, but if you're Bradford, you need to be talking about what your corners are doing on on DuBois' receivers here. They're just
looks like they're playing like a press coverage, and they're just getting beat off the ball.
They're trying, but they're outmatched physically. So when you're in a situation like that, you don't want to be. It's like trying to press cover Randy Moss or Tyreek Hill now, or Justin Jefferson now, or Jamar Chase now. You don't want to get. If you have a corner that's big enough and strong enough and quick enough to handle that initial bump off the line, then sure, you can do that. But Colton Miller, who's been the primary defender on Jackson Hainsley, he's outmatched physically in terms of size and height and weight and everything. So even speed, he's probably, if he's not getting beat speed-wise, he's awfully close. And once you get beat off the line, and even if you have somebody of equal speed, you get beat off the line, you got to turn your hips, you're not going to catch up. There's no way. So that's why Wingard's able to just backyard throw to Hainsley, because they're getting press coverage and they're just beating them off the line initially. Like I said, if you have somebody of equal speed and you already got to turn your hips and turn backwards, you're already beat.
You think the safety could come over, get Lucas Wallace maybe to come over him over the top, or you know, to provide some support.
That's what makes DuBois' offense so tough, though, is that you spread them out with four wide receivers and one running back. Then you really don't have that safety help, because Bradford right now has been running a 4-4 defense with four linebackers and four defensive linemen. You got linebackers in coverage.
Yeah, linebackers in coverage.
You gotta figure out something there, because I don't know if Bradford's concerned about the running backs for DuBois running all over him or what, but right now it's been the wide receivers, and I think you got to give your corner some help.
Yeah, you're right on that. Hey, let's take a look at other games around the District 9 Region 1. Got some other scores.
Yeah, right now a lot of games going on tonight. We got Punxsutawney and Central Clarion. That game is at 7-6 right before half. Carson City is up big against Montauk, 42-0. Same areas in Ridgeway. I don't think there's a score update for that. That's reading 0-0 after the first quarter. Brockway and Brookville are in a low-scoring 7-0 game in the second quarter. Port Allegheny, the powerhouse from District 9, is up 48-0 on Smithport. Red Bank Valley, another perennial powerhouse, is up 21-14 on Otto Eldred. Keystone is up 28-13 over Kane. Union AC Valley up over Cameron County 15-0. And Countersport is leading Bucktail 33-0 in the second quarter. Clearfield leading Belfont 15-0 in the second quarter. And no update on the Kerwinsville Southern Huntington game. That is reading 0-0 in the first quarter as well.
Thanks, Ryan. Of course, those stats are being provided by our friend here, Mr. Miller.
Hammock, Andrew Hammock.
Oh, I got it all wrong.
No, you're right. You're good. He understands. Colin and Keenan Miller are his sons, so that's why we...
Oh, I got you.
Yep.
No bad there, buddy.
No big deal. Drew does a good job for us. He gets a little... As a former coach, he... And knowing his son's capabilities, he gets a little frustrated up here in the booth, but he's all right.
So at the end of the game, Ryan, you and I are going to pick the Model T in MVP of the game. I'd have to say, if we were looking at who's got a little front runner, I think it's Tommy Langdon, who's accounting for both of our scores.
Yeah, Tommy Langdon having himself a solid game. He's having tough sledding in the middle of the field at times, but for the most part, been overall productive, and like you said, scoring the two touchdowns for Bradford. I mean, that's got to put him in the running.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how the Bradford Owls offense comes out at second half. You know, they've had a few big plays, and you think that they had that counter play, they had the wheel route. You think they'd want to get back to some of those big plays? I think they're keying on the dive inside and then that end around with Kohler.
Yeah, I mean that's the wing T offense, though. I mean that wing T is designed to get an outside run or an inside run up the middle, and when you have the athletes that Bradford does, that works. But when you're playing against a team as high-powered as DuBois, you don't want to – I understand wanting to keep the ball out of their hands, but now that you're down, you have to get more creative and more aggressive offensively in order to get back into this game, because if not, then you're looking at another runaway loss for Bradford.
Yeah, the wing tee is not a real big points, fast kind of offense.
No, and
ball control.
I mean, it certainly can be if you have the right athletes in place and you have a really good offensive line. You can back in, like when I was in high school, we had athletes like Jimmy Grove and Mark Havers and Pat Pascarella and Cody Coates. I mean, we had Zach Smith. We had really, really good athletes, but our team as a whole was really, really solid and really all, I don't know, I guess invested in the team. And not saying that these guys aren't, but there is a noticeable level that we're looking at from years past that just hasn't been provided to Bradford yet. And there's a lot of athletes that aren't playing for one reason or another, whether they just don't want to get hurt, they play other sports and don't want to get hurt for that sport, or whatever the case may be. Some players that played last year that didn't return this year. So, I mean, I think if Bradford just gets a little bit more creative with the offense, really focuses on what their team's strength is, which is speed and athleticism. That's their biggest strength. I think they would be a lot better off. But they, for some reason, they really like to stick with the basic fake pitch inside dive or outside handoff. But when you see those other plays, like the counter that they ran to the left side, you get big plays like that. So you got to be willing to sprinkle those in a lot more often, as opposed to just one or two times and a half.
Yeah, I think what I've seen the first half is maybe some lack of creativity. Now that we're down, 35 points, I'd say we open the playbook up and see what else we've got in there.
Yeah, I mean, whatever trick play you can think of that you might have in your playbook, and it needs to come out at least once this half to see if you can create a spark on offense, which close out the half great. Close out the half on a high note, scoring a touchdown on a good drive. Like I said, you only had one timeout. Andrew Giordano leads a touchdown scoring drive with not a whole lot of time left on the clock. I believe there's only a minute 14 left on the clock when the drive started. And they had a couple big plays, and even with the mishap with a broken play right here at the 6-yard line or 9-yard line, they stayed composed and they were able to get in for a touchdown. So you got to keep building on that and know that you can score on them. You just got to keep up the morale in the locker room. You can't, like I said earlier, you can't look at the scoreboard and say, hey, yeah, we're down 35 points. You got to just go in and say, hey, we can do things against this defense. We just got to do it consistently.
So as we look to the third quarter, the Owls are going to kick off. So we'll see what who comes out for Dubois if they still have that starting offense, because that's been tough on our cornerbacks and our safeties. So I can't see them really doing anything different that second half.
No, I mean, if I'm being honest, Dubois has been in some tough games, but nobody else has thrown a pass for Dubois. Trey Wingard has all their pass attempts so far this year, so I don't think he's the type of kid to say, no, take me out. I think he wants to stay in there and play football. So I'll be very surprised if they pull him at any point in this game, but you never know. I don't think Dubois is the type of team to rub salt in the wound or anything like that. I think their kids just want to play football, so they just keep them in there. But
all right, well, let's get ready for third quarter action. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winners Circle. Participants include W.R. Case & Sons in Bradford, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winners Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long on your season ticket, WESB Sports. B107.5 FM. WESB Bradford.
Elevate your outdoor capabilities with the new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives from W.R. Case & Sons. The three exclusive new designs, the clip, the drop, and the skinner, all feature a fully exposed tang and a screw-together design for enhanced overall strength and stability. Whatever task you have in mind, these versatile fixed blade knives are built by Case to truly outlast. And of course, each is covered by Case's limited lifetime warranty. See all three distinctive new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives today at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
Is your insurance coverage up to date? call Burns & Burns and talk to Ben Kirsch about a free insurance review. Whether it's auto, home, life, health, Medicare, business, workers' comp, or benefits, let Burns & Burns advise you on the best coverages for you. Call Ben Kirsch at 814-368-7161 or stop by their office at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford. Burns & Burns, a trusted full-service insurance agency for over 80 years. That's 814-368-7161 or Chestnut Street in Bradford.
Toji's Family Restaurant on East Main Street has all homemade Italian specialties. Spaghetti and meatballs, baked lasagna, chicken parm, chicken spinach Alfredo, plus fresh cut steaks and fresh beer battered fish fries 7 days a week. Enjoy their fresh garden bar buffet with homemade soups. Check out their authentic 28-foot full service boat bar. Toji's on-premise banquet room caters up to 120. Open 7 days a week. For delivery, call 36-TOJI'S.
Toji's Family
WESB Sports.
All right, welcome, friends. Welcome back inside the booth. We're at halftime of the DuBois Beavers Bradford Owls game. Bradford finds themselves down 49-14. My name is Rustin Lippincott. I'm alongside Ryan Mackey and Andrew Hammett. And we were just talking before we came back on about Pat McAfee's show today. I can't believe it. I was watching him. He was interviewing Nick Saban, and they were in the they're in Knoxville, Tennessee for the game tomorrow, and it was rather windy. And Pat talks about a Zippo lighter. He says you got to have an old school Zippo lighter that doesn't blow out. I just thought that was
that's right, windproof.
Somebody that's in tourism, man. Anytime we can get free promotion from a national audience. I took a video of it and I sent it to Brent Tyler. And, you know, we were also on, Bradford was on the 50 states and 50 episodes of ESPN. They had sent some photos or some video in of Bradford and Zippo, and what do you know, it was on the air. So Bradford's on the national scene.
As we should be.
So we've got about a minute left before third quarter action. Let's take a look at the Toji's sweepstakes. So who do we got coming up for the third quarter? It looks like our contestant is Miranda Stepp. Miranda, if the Owls score in the third quarter, you will receive a free dinner from the Value Pack Meals. And if they don't score, don't worry, you're still going to win. You will win a free lunch special at Toji's Substation. So how do you win? You stop in at either Toji's Substation or Toji's Family Restaurant and register, because it's time to win, man. You're home of the Owls, WSB Sports, and B107.5 FM.
Yeah, so we got 15 seconds left before this halftime buzzer sounds. Very curious to see what adjustments Coach Puglia and his coaching staff have decided to make, or if they stay status quo against this high-powered DuBois offense. Because, like I said, the offense actually has had some bright spots. Their defense has really struggled. And, like I said, when they're spreading you out like this, you got to give your cornerbacks some help. So we'll see. We'll see if they continue with that 4-4 single high safety look, or if they switch it to something else.
Yeah, just looking down at the Beavers offensive or Beavers sideline, looks like the backup quarterback is getting ready to come in. So we'll see if my eyes are correct. But set the stage for you here. It's 49-14. Bradford is down, but they had a bright spot right at the end of the first quarter with Tommy Langdon getting in with just seconds to go on the clock. So here we go. The ball is teed up. Kicked off. Caught at the 15-yard line. He takes to the middle of the field. Takes it across field. Kohler comes in and makes a tackle. Nice stop at 40, number at the 23-yard line. It'll be first and 10.
Good open field tackle by Logan Kohler there. That's not an easy tackle to make when you're bearing down in the open field like that on a kick returner. But Logan Kohler, good athlete, good overall kid. It seems like he very often you see him making a tackle, helping opponent up, things like that. And that that shows the type of character that he possesses.
Yeah, and I was correct there, Ryan. The Beavers have their sophomore quarterback backup is in, so let's see what the defense can do. Handoff. Left to bounce it up to the 20-yard line, but he tackles. That's the number. That's Matthew DeCasper coming up on the outside to make a tackle for loss. It looks like it's about a 3-yard loss.
Yeah, he looked like he was shot out of a cannon there for a second because he was in his linebacker position and it was almost like a flash of white came flying across the line of scrimmage as he came down. That was a great play by Matthew DeCasper.
Shot the gap. So Beavers come up to the line. It's second and 13. Trips to the right. Inside handoff. Oh, Kohler shoots the gap again.
Stacked up and brought down quickly for another loss. Loss of four this time.
Who's that? Is that Tommy Langdon, I think.
Is that Langdon?
Yeah, Tommy Langdon coming through again, shooting the gap. Defensive line doing a good job of spacing that offensive line out, creating a gap for Tommy Langdon to fire through. Good read by Tommy Langdon, too, because that could have been trouble if that was a fake. But Tommy Langdon, very smart player, shooting through the gap and wrapping up, and he's not one to typically let up a tackle if he gets his hands on you.
So third and 17, we got trips to the right. This is where the quarterback's safety needs to come up. Rolls to the right.
Perkins is rolling right. He's got a guy deep. Man open. And he
had a receiver beat the defense about the 50-yard line and didn't see him. So brings up a fourth down. The Owls dodged a bullet there, Ryan.
Yeah, I see the quarterback Perkins for the new quarterback Perkins for Dubois rolls to his right, and like you said, busted coverage on the back end. They had number 80 for Dubois wide open at the 50-yard line. I'm not sure on the arm strength of Perkins. I'm not sure if he has that arm strength to make that throw on the run, but if he can, he had a wide-open opportunity that he just missed, luckily for the Owls.
All right, it's fourth down. Beavers back to punt. It's a short punt. Looks like Kohler's going to let it bounce out of bounds at about the 48-yard line. So it'll be the first and 10 for the Owls at their 48-yard line. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. We'll see you back shortly.
At Worth W. Smith Company, you'll find what you need when it comes to shovels, rakes, pruners, and all sorts of other gardening and landscaping tools. Why take the chance of getting splinters from old dried-up cracked handles or the frustration of fighting with the rusty chipped cutting edges on your loppers? Their staff is always eager to lend a helping hand with getting you what you need for the project ahead. Stop and see them today at any of their 6 locations in Bradford, Olean, Salamanca, Cuba, and Eldred. Remember, if you need it, you'll find it at Worth W. Smith Company.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back, friends. 9 minutes to go in the third quarter. And they just had an inside dive to Tommy Langdon for about gain of about 2 yards.
Yep, status quo for Bradford coming out of the half. Just Logan Kohler in motion from the left-hand side to the right. Tommy Langdon on the dive up the middle.
Yeah. Well, hopefully they mix it up here. Giordano brings the team up. He's under center. Tommy Langdon's fullback behind him. Kohler to the left. Goes in motion. Outside handoff. Runs around the end. Breaks a tackle. Comes through. Breaks one tackle. Breaks another tackle. Takes the ball up to the 35-yard line. Gain of about 12 yards.
Yeah, Logan Kohler off to the right-hand side. Does a really good job, again, changing his body level, getting low and breaking some tackles. And, again, I believe this is Dubois' second string in, but you need that positive momentum for your offense to get comfortable back in this game again. I'd really like to see them do like a fake screen, pump fake, and have him on a go route or something, just to get the defense guessing again.
Tight wing formation. Giordano.
That's
Keenan Miller gets the handoff, and he's stopped behind the line of scrimmage for a loss of 1 yard.
Yeah, see, that he's coming from the right-hand side going to the left, which you want to see because you're continuously going to the right-hand side.
That's a slow-developing play, though.
Yep. And if you get a slow-developing play like that and your offensive line doesn't set the edge, it's doomed from the start. You have no chance.
So second down 11 from the Beavers' 36-yard line. We're in positive territory. Giordano's under center. Langdon's at fullback. Miller's in motion. Inside handoff to Kohler. Set counter play. Kohler breaks the tackle. Takes it to the 25. Down to the 20. And he's brought down to the 20. Hey, there we go. Gain of about 15 yards.
Kohler showing a great contact balance there. He almost could have been brought down to 25, but showing good contact balance, staying on his feet off to the right-hand side off that counter. And, I mean, that play is working, but you got to – I know the traditional saying is if it ain't broke, don't fix it, but you also can't fixate on that one particular play.
Yeah. Well, let's see what he's got up his sleeve here. We got first and 10 from the 19-yard line. Giordano's under center. Miller's under motion to hand off to Langdon up the middle. It's about 3 yards. A gain of about 2 yards.
Yeah, Tommy's trying to keep pushing, but the defensive front, even the second unit, it's still very, very tough for Dubois to put a dent in. And like we said, I think Dubois is really just saying, If 33 comes to the middle, just bring him down. It doesn't even matter if he gets the ball or not. Just bring him down and focus on him, and we'll let our secondary come downhill on everything else.
So it's second and 8. Giordano under center. Miller in motion. Oh, it's a double handoff. Kohler takes the ball, breaks the tackle. Touchdown, Kohler. Hey, there's a way to come out of the second half. That's what is that, about an 18-yard run for Kohler?
Yep, 18-yard touchdown run for Logan Kohler. And again, even that little wrinkle right there, the double pitch,
something different.
Just something to get Dubois' defense, get their minds off of, oh, they're just going to run it up the middle, or they're just going to run it off, hand it off to whoever the man is in motion. Even those little wrinkles like that throw a little bit of doubt in the defense on what you're doing offensively, and that'll go a long way for Bradford's offense.
Absolutely. Keisher's ready for the PAT attempt. Out of the hole, Miller. Miller puts the ball down, and it's rifled through. Hits the left bar.
Keisher wants that one back.
Man, he just pounds it through.
Yeah, he's a very good soccer player, and I know him personally. He's gonna want that one back.
Yep. All right. Well, Bradford Owls come out of the gates strong and put some points on the board. Score is 49 Beavers, 20 Bradford Owls. And let's give a shout out to our winner of the Toji's Touchdown Sweepstakes. Our winner of the third quarter is Miranda Stepp. Congratulations, Miranda. You will win a free dinner with the Value Pack Meals menu at Toji's Family Restaurant. I'm getting hungry talking about this. Toji's, every quarter the Owls have scored.
Yeah, you said you're new to the area, right?
I've been here just about a year, yeah.
Have you tried Toji's yet?
I have.
Some good food down there.
Yeah. You were talking about Model TN earlier. I've tried that one out. You know, I've sure enjoyed my time in Bradford. People are great. You know, I moved here from Minnesota, not knowing a soul, so it's been interesting. Here we go, kickoff. Looks like it's a short kick. Squibbert's picked up. And to the 30-yard line, breaks a tackle, gets out to the 35, and he's brought down by Keisher. What kind of threw him down like that. Did you see him?
Yeah, I mean, they kind of had to. Everybody's trying to tackle high.
Grab him by the shoulder pads and just sling him down.
Yeah, Bradford's got to get low on these tackles. They could have had him back about 20 yards before being brought down at the 37-yard line. He could have been brought down at about the 20 if our kick coverage gets low and makes a good proper tackle. But we're trying to tackle high nowadays for some reason. I'm not quite sure why.
Well, here we go from first down, first and 10 for the Beavers on the 37-yard line. Trips to the left, spread to the right. Here we go. And we got a play stoppage. We've got a flag.
They're counting.
They have 12 players. I think Bradford's got 12 players on the field.
Yep, they do have 12. They still have 12.
They still have 12.
Lucas Wallace coming off now.
Those are always tough. Alignment penalties are always tough, to, especially at the varsity level.
Yeah.
Now here we go. First and five from the 42-yard line.
To the right.
Trips to the left. Spread to the right. Quarterback takes the ball, rolls, stakes back. Looks like set up a screen pass. He's at the 50. He's at the 45. He's at the 40. He's brought down at the 35-yard line. Bringing tackle made by, looks like, Colton Miller.
Yep, Colton Miller and William Newman on the tackle. They perfect play call by Dubois. Bradford sent a blitz from their outside linebackers and allowing them to come in. Quick little dump off to the running back there, and off to the races he goes. That's a tough play to stop if you fully commit to sending a blitz.
Yeah. Continuous clock. No, it's not a continuous clock. My bad. First and 10 from the 36-yard line. Trips to the right. Inside handoff. Stopped by the interior Bradford line. Way to come strong there, D line.
Yeah, I'm trying to see who.
It's like that was 55?
50?
Caleb Mackey?
50, Caleb Mackey. Yeah, that's me. No relation, by the way. Caleb Mackey with a good push. Initially, right off the snap, he had a really good push up the middle. He was able to shut that run down right away out of the play action handoff.
It's like trips to the right, spread to the left. Second and 13. Quarterback takes back.
Got a lot of pressure.
Oh. Wow. Way to go.
I think Bryce Thomas. Yep, there it is.
That's Bryce Thomas. Intentional grounding. Loss it down. So it'll. But let's not lose sight of that defensive line that came through. Thomas came, caused that.
Yeah, great pressure from the right-hand side of the Bradford Owls defense. And he comes in, Thomas comes in completely untouched. So now with the intentional grounding, Dubois loses the yardage and gets a loss of down. So now I believe it's a third and a country mile.
Third and 40.
The scoreboard says still third and 12, but it is not third and 12.
Here we go. Two receivers each side. Third and third rhythm. Sidecar left is fight.
All right, here we go. Dual receivers to the left, dual receivers to the right. Quarterback takes that inside draw handoff.
He takes it right.
And he breaks a tackle, outside. And he's brought down.
He's going to be brought down shy in midfield.
That's Tommy Langdon making a good stop.
Thought
they were going to break
that. Again, another good play call by Dubois. Bradford lucky that Tommy Langdon was there and was smart enough to stay home, because that draw play really, really allowed some early pressure from the edges, but left the middle wide open for Dubois. And they were able to get a good chunk, but Tommy Langdon, again, staying home and doing what he's supposed to be doing at the linebacker position.
Well, Bradford forcing a punt here and near midfield. Punter back, snap is back. Kind of drops it a little bit, picks it up, and
it's a tough punt.
To Kohler's. Kohler muffs it. Kohler muffs the punt, and it's picked up and ran in for a Beavers touchdown.
Yeah, I could kind of tell by the way the punt was moving that it was going to be a tough catch to make, because Kohler was going to have to shoelace catch that. And the way the ball was rotating in the air, it was going to be very, very tough to field that cleanly. Kohler might have been better off just letting that one go, because I think it was coming back towards Dubois if it hits the ground. But
tough break.
Kohler being the player that he is, he wants to try to get his hands on the ball whenever he can.
Yeah. Well,
I believe they took the touchdown away. The ref just explained it. I couldn't hear what he said, though.
Not sure either why they took the touchdown off. off the board. But here we go. Bradford defense got to stand strong. It's first and 10 from the 23-yard line.
Justin Hines and Ryan Shelley will be your other two receivers. It's Chad Gerd.
I'd be really curious to see what exactly that call was from the ref, because Logan Clore is the only one that touched that ball, and it's cleanly picked up.
Yeah.
2 minutes in, counting to go.
Was he down?
I mean, maybe, but I don't remember seeing his knee go down.
I didn't either. Trips right for the Beavers offense. Quarterback pitch to the toss sweep. Oh, he breaks a tackle. He breaks another tackle.
Using his hand to keep his balance near first down yard.
Got to wrap up there on the end.
Yeah. Who's made that tackle? That,
this underclass unit 22. So far.
And that was a good run.
Oh, doesn't matter. Holding on Dubois.
Places, call's going to come back. It's the first holding penalty we've had on both sides, other than illegal substitutions.
Yeah, it's been a relatively clean game so far in terms of penalties, outside of a couple mistakes like that.
All right, here we go. It's twin receivers to the right, twin receivers to the left. Shotgun formation. Quarterback takes a one-step drop inside. Breaks a tackle. Gets pass complete. A gain of about 10 yards. Be second down and 10 from the 31-yard line.
Yeah, so Dubois runs that quick little screen there. 58, Jacob Abers for Bradford has a chance to make a tackle relatively quickly after the catch, but doesn't break down properly and gets juked out of his shoes for a second, allowing the receiver for Dubois to pick up a couple yards.
I'd like to see Bradford try something like one of those quick hitter passes like that. All right, here we go. Twins receiver to the right, twins to the left. Shotgun formation. Inside handoff. He's brought down by Keisher. Man, he's had some hits. He's had some tackles.
Yeah, he'll get in there and he'll hit some people. He's come a long way from when I first met him in terms of maturity and just as an overall athlete. I know him from years and years of playing winter soccer. His mom was on the board with me for that program for a long time before she stepped down after her kids aged out of the program. But he's a kid that definitely works hard, has earned his position, and he shows every game that he deserves to be out on the field.
Well, that's going to take an end to our third quarter with the DuBois Beavers up 49-20 over the Bradford Owls. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Do you suffer from moderate to severe arthritis, knee, hip, or shoulder pain? Do you suffer from hand arthritis or plantar fasciitis? Have you been told that you're not a candidate for a joint replacement or don't want a joint replacement? Injections no longer manage your pain? If yes, then transarterial musculoskeletal embolization, or TAME, is a non-surgical treatment option now offered at Allegheny Vein and Vascular. Dr. Robert Tejera offers a minimally invasive procedure that blocks abnormal vessels in the joint that are responsible for inflammation and damage to the joint, leading to pain, stiffness, and swelling. This quick, safe, and nearly painless office-based procedure is covered by Medicare and many other insurances. Please call their office at 814-368-8490 to schedule your consult today. Allegheny Vein and Vascular is located at 900 Chestnut Street in Bradford. Call today and tame your pain.
WESB Bradford.
WESB Bradford.
B107.5 FM.
This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Welcome back, friends. Start of the fourth quarter. Bradford Owls are down 20-49. Find themselves on defense. Third and 11. It looks like it was offsides on the Owls. Who's that jumping across the line there, Ryan?
It's Braylon Little. Got a little too antsy on the left edge there of the defense. And he put some pressure on the quarterback, so I'm not surprised that he's getting antsy, and you can tell he's frustrated with himself right now. He's smacking himself and slapping his hands together. But I don't mind the I don't mind the sense of urgency to get after the quarterback in this situation.
Third and seven here. We got two receivers to the right, two receivers to the left. Shotgun, trying to get him to draw a little hard count. Looks over, he takes the ball. It's an inside handoff. Breaks a couple tackles and almost gets brought down right to the sticks. It'll be interesting to see if it looks like they're calling fourth down. You'd have to think they're going to go for it at this point.
They might send out a field goal unit. They got a kid that has kicked some extra some field goals for them throughout the year.
And that you are correct, Ryan. They are going to kick a field goal. It'd be about looks like about a 27-yard field goal attempt.
Yeah, set up at the 19, so roughly
29-yard
field goal.
Kick is up, and it's good. Well, the Beavers have broken the 50-point mark. They're up 52-20. I'll see the kids, see if they have some fight left in them. We've got 10 minutes left in the fourth quarter. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Is your insurance coverage up to date? Call Burns & Burns and talk to Ben Kirsch about a free insurance review. Whether it's auto, home, life, health, Medicare, business, workers' comp, or benefits, let Burns & Burns advise you on the best coverages for you. Call Ben Kirsch at 814-368-7161 or stop by their office at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford. Burns & Burns, a trusted full-service insurance agency for over 80 years. That's 814-368-7161 or Chestnut Street in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
All right, here we go back. Mansell Stadium here in Du Bois, Pennsylvania. Bradford football. They're ready to receive the kick. Kohler's deep.
Looking very good in his number 23 jersey. Yeah. I think this one's going to
kick off. And kicked off out of bounds, which will be a penalty. Bradford's get the ball back out at the 35-yard line.
Yeah, look to see if maybe the JV / second unit for Bradford comes out here now. Looked like Max Gow was back there to return the kick as opposed to Logan Kohler. So we'll see. Yeah, looks like Bentley Evans is in there. Yep, this will be their second unit. Lucas Wallace at quarterback. This team right here is feisty.
All right, so we got a wing T offense, traditional wing T. Wallace under center. Man in motion. It's the inside handoff counter.
Oh, see. That's Tevin Watkins off the edge there.
Slow developing.
I think he needs to get that ball upfield quicker. I think he was running parallel for too long as opposed to trying to get the ball upfield. I think he had some space to work with if he would have just made a cut to his right. But ran parallel for a little too long there.
So second and 10, Wallace under center. In motion, man in motion, inside handoff. That's Bentley Evans. Good little run for a gain of about 7 yards.
Yeah, Bentley Evans off to the right-hand side. Like I said before, this team, this JV team, for some reason, I don't know what it is, but they play with a lot of spunk to them. Like they have, I don't know if just their youthfulness, they're just like, we just want to come out here and have fun and play, and they're not feeling as much pressure or what, sure. But they, for some reason, they're very ready to go.
So third and three, another fullback dive, and it's going to break a tackle, almost broke that tackle. Tackled for a loss. It looks like about a loss of 2 yards.
Yeah, again, that's Bentley Evans up the middle there. Pretty status quo offense for Bradford to start with this first drive with the JV unit. But you look down at who they got in there. Max Gow is a freshman. Bentley Evans is a freshman. Tevin Watkins is a freshman. Lucas Wallace is a sophomore quarterback. I mean, this whole unit that makes plays for them is really, really young. So I love these guys getting a lot of experience, regardless of who it is against.
Here we go again. Wallace gets away from it. Has a receiver down. Oh! Braden Wells just outside the reach He got his hands on it, but couldn't pull it in.
Yeah, that's a senior in Braden Wells, and you'd really like to see him attack that ball better with his hands. He kind of, I don't know if he thought the ball was a little bit higher or what, but he looked like he was trying to tip it up in the air to potentially give himself a chance to catch it. But I think if he just puts his hands up in that diamond formation, I think he catches that ball clean, and he's got some green grass or green turf, I guess, in front of him to work with if he brings that ball in.
Yeah, so the Beavers get the ball and turn it over on downs. So it'll be first and 10 from the 42-yard line.
And now it'll be Connor Perkins going back to work. And I believe the Bradford Owls will use their first time.
Timeout by Bradford.
Bradford's going to call a timeout.
8:27 to go. Fourth quarter.
Come on back. So we got 8:27 left in the fourth quarter. This is Bradford's Owl football on WESB Sports.
Team Meinert is your source for custom screen printing and embroidery, team uniforms, t-shirts, hats, and more. From concept to completion, Team Meinert in Bradford is there for you. Team Meinert provides top quality products and exceptional design done by professionals, so there's no need to go online or leave town. And with decades of experience, Team Meinert can bring you the best quality at the best price. For more information, go to TeamMeinert.com, and remember, when it looks good, people will wear it.
Team Meinert!
98 CM Bradford.
WESB Bradford.
B107.5 FM.
This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
All right, friends, welcome back. We've got 8.5 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Bradford down 20-52. Beavers football on the 40-yard line. Inside handoff to the second man through. And
Lucas Wallace in there nice and quick.
Comes up. Tackle for loss. About a 3-yard loss. So it'll be second down. 14 yards to go on from the Bradford Owls 45-yard line.
Yeah, this second unit for Bradford is one of the reasons why I said they have a really bright future if these kids stick with it, because Lucas Wallace is getting a lot of playing time. I mean, he's been in essentially this entire game. He's going to have a lot of experience in the next year or two when it's time for him to really step up as a leader on this team.
So three backs in the backfield. Second man through. Breaks a tackle. Arm tackle, but he's
going for the ball.
It's like he was brought down by slew of Bradford Owls, and it looks like number 20, Max Gow. It's good to see some freshmen making some plays at the varsity level.
Yeah. And right there, you can tell Bradford's defense really going after that ball there. They're not really, weren't even really looking to tackle the running back for Dubois. They're really just trying to strip that ball out. So good job by Dubois' running back to stay strong and keep a hold of that ball, because they're really ripping at that ball.
All right, here we go. Got third and 9 from the Owls' 39-yard line. Three backs in the backfield. The handoff. Drop, threw the ball up in the air and caught it. But we do have a flag on the field. I'm going to guess illegal motion. Back looked like he was in motion before the snap.
Well, we got some extracurricular activities going on. Not quite sure what the
flag was going to be. Illegal motion on the fullback. Moving them back.
So, illegal motion, for those that don't know, is when somebody else goes in motion before another player that's already in motion is set. So that'll drive Dubois back.
So it looks like it's going to be 3rd and 13 from the Owls' 44-yard line. Got to hand it to this defense, man. They've stood up. All right, we got three receivers to the right. Quarterback in shotgun formation. Takes the ball. He's three-step drop.
There's that screen again.
Cuts back. Breaks the tackle. Cuts it back. And he's going to go all the way. touchdown, Beavers. 44-yard touchdown.
Unnecessary late hit from Bradford.
Yeah, there's going to be an
unnecessary hit.
Yeah, by Bentley Evans.
Evans. 44 yards on the screenplay.
Out of frustration. Yeah, oh, yeah, for
frustration.
Sure.
You know, you can't blame a competitor when things like this happen, but you got to keep it in between the lines.
Yeah, the competitive aspect is certainly good. You want to see them have some fight and be frustrated, but you also need to tell the young freshmen to, hey, you can't take it to that level.
And I think Coach Puglio is going to pull him over to the side and have a little chat with him.
Yeah.
Freshman gets his first varsity touchdown. Did a good job reading his blocker, setting it up.
Oh, the ref's calling the unnecessary roughness.
Yep.
Penalty's going to be enforced on the kickoff. So it's going to be a regular 20-yard PAT. Had a tough night for the Bradford Owls, Ryan. Kick is up. Kick is good. Yeah, take a look at the scoreboard. It's DuBois Beavers 59 and your Bradford Owls 20. So we'll step away and we'll come back shortly with this is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winners Circle. Participants include W.R. Case & Sons in Bradford, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winners Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long on your season ticket, WESB Sports. B107.5 FM. WESB Bradford. WESB Sports.
That was just one of the things that you mentioned. So,
gotcha. All right. Welcome back here. Fourth quarter, 6 minutes to go. Bradford Owls football and WESB. They're down 59-20. So we're seeing some second stringers, some freshmen are getting in, getting that thrill of competition at the varsity level.
No, they forgot to move the ball up.
Moving the ball up from that previous unsportsmanlike. Sportsmanlike conduct foul. So the kickoff's going to come from the 45-yard line.
Jeez, I feel like they moved the ball up 30 yards.
Looks like, is that Taven Watkins deep for the Owls?
Yeah. Yep. Max Gow is deep, sorry.
He's going to kick it through the end zone for a touchback. Kind of knew that was going to come when he kicked it off from the 45-yard line.
Yep. I always thought it would be an interesting rule if they move the kickoff back just a little bit, and then you got points if you kick it to the upright. Because you see NFL kickers that are capable of doing that, and I'm sure college players are, maybe even some high-level high school players are capable of making that type of kick. And it would add a little bit of strategic efforts late in games if it's a close game and you're maybe down by one, you don't have a chance to get a score.
It's like rugby.
Yeah.
All right, first and 10 from the Owls 20-yard line. Wing T formation. Inside handoff, breaks a tackle, gets it to the 25-yard line. He's pushed back. Forward progress will take him to.
Did he break free of that?
He did break that tackle.
Wow, I looked
got
down
a first
to,
down.
I looked down to see who that was on the carry because with the second group in, I'm not as familiar with these guys, but I looked down. He was up past the first down marker.
Half the line went to the 20-yard line, and the other three went to the 30-yard line. So it's first down. Owls from the 31-yard line. See if we get some bright spots to build on here in the final minutes of the fourth quarter. Max Warner's spread to the right. And it's quick handoff. That's Max Gow. Freshman Max Gow takes it up. Gets about a 4-yard gain. Takes it to the 35-yard line.
See, Max right there, I think, makes a really smart play. He gets behind number 66, Jose Caramico? I'm sorry. I just butchered that name, and I'm so sorry. I apologize. But he gets behind him, but Caramico just kind of veers off to the right and doesn't feel Max Gow behind him. He doesn't allow him, doesn't keep pushing him forward. I think Max Gow could have picked up a lot more there.
Second and seven here. It's an inside handoff to that's Roland Lipshine getting the chance to touch the ball. Loss of about 1 yard. Brings up.
Go ahead.
Just brings up a third and seven. What were we seeing there, Ryan?
Sorry, that defensive line shot through the offensive line for Bradford. That play had zero chance. It doesn't matter who was out there. That play had no chance to go anywhere because that defensive line, those two defensive tackles for Dubois were through that line immediately.
Sophomore Lucas Wallace brings the team up. He rolls right, misses the tackle, breaks out of tackle, cuts back. Breaks the tackle. Oh, and he drops the ball. Fumbles the ball at the 25-yard line, and it's recovered by the Dubois Beavers.
It's a case of a young player trying to do too much, trying to make a play. And I can't blame him for it, trying to do something to make a positive play. But at that point, you got to kind of just take your losses and move on to the next play. Live to fight another down.
Well, Jason Blake, who was our fourth quarter Togi's touchdown sweepstakes winner, not sure if you're going to get another chance to get that free dinner from the Value Pack Meals menu at the Togi's Family Restaurant. If they score, if they don't, you'll still win. You just win a sub from the substation. Thanks to our friends over at Togi's. So we got first and 10 from the 25-yard line. Wow. Lucas Wallace comes out with a perfect form tackle.
Yeah, you have Dubois running back number 12. I don't have the roster in front of me right now, but he runs off to the left side. Like you said, Lucas Wallace comes, got sucked into the middle there, but comes back, recovers really well, does a good job getting low and making a play on, there was number 12, Landon Yowie for Dubois. And Lucas, again, he's a kid that's out there like 95% of the snap, so for him to keep fighting like that is a really good sign.
So second and six, trips to the right, inside handoff. Oh, breaks a tackle, gets it to the 19-yard line for a gain of 6 yards. Another first down for the Beavers.
Yeah, see, that's...
You see that? He broke a tackle, man. He almost had him. Who was that? Timothy Horick?
Yep.
Had him behind the line of scrimmage.
Yep. And the problem with that right there is that you sent a blitz, and you still allowed the inside run to gain you a first down, 10 yards. And, I mean, if you're sending a blitz, it's usually a surefire way to stop an inside run like that, but... Credit to Dubois' offensive line to create that hole and allow a big pickup.
All right, here we go. It's first and 10 from the 18-yard line. Two receivers to each side. Shot. Hands it to Dubois. Takes it out to the 15-yard line. Who's that tackle by? Number 43, that's...
Yeah, that's number 43 for Bradford.
Roland Lipshine.
Yep.
Am I saying that right? Ryan Lipshine? Roland Lipshine.
Yep.
I'll get it.
Yep. Well, no, trust me. Names are something I struggle with because you just never know how they're pronounced. You got to kind of just take your best guess, especially when you're on the radio live. You just got to... Gotta wing it.
You know, some grandparents are watching or listening, and they want to hear their kids' names and grandkids. So we're doing the best we can. Here we go. We got second and eight. Inside handoff. Tackled by a swarm of Owls, led by that's number 77. That's Matthew Thomas. Another freshman getting some action, making some stats.
Yep. Like I said, really young second unit for this Bradford Owls team, and I think they have maybe one or two upperclassmen on this second unit, but for the most part, it's all sophomores and freshmen, and that's why, if these kids stick with it, a couple years from now, Bradford's going to have a I think a really solid squad if they all stick with it and stick together.
Now, the last 30 seconds of the game here, third and three. Inside handoff. He runs over a couple. Tackle made by... That looks like Richard Youngs.
Yeah, we got 14 Richard Youngs as well.
So that might run out the clock. We got 15 seconds. Looks like that's going to... Going to call it a game as the Beavers are going to let the clock run out. Well, friends, looks like the Beavers are going to win this game 59-20. The Owls had some good. So we're going to head it back to the studio. We'll be back to do the Love Toyota Collision Center Owls Collision of the Game. And the Model T MVP of the game. So you're listening to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports is brought to you by these local sponsors. The Model T Inn, Allegheny Bradford Corporation, W.R. Case & Sons, Allegheny Vein & Vascular, Toji's Family Restaurant, Toji's Substation, Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate, Burns & Burns Insurance, Metallic O'Bradford, Bud's Towing & Recovery, Gleason Construction, Team Minard, and Worth W. Smith Company Hardware. This is Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports, 1490 AM, B107.5 FM, and streaming on 100.1 The Heroes mobile apps and WESB.com.
Real estate is not a trend, it's a fact of life. Whether you're buying or selling a property, call a professional before you begin your journey. That's Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate. Kathy will take the time to provide you with the information you need to help you make the best real estate decision. Kathy has years of experience in the real estate market and can educate you in making the right choice. Her motto is, planning is key. Call Kathy Obermeyer with ERA Team VP Real Estate today to discuss your present or future plans. Call 814-368-3994.
When you need help on the road, like a flat tire, out of gas, jump start, lockout, or need a tow, even secure indoor storage for towed vehicles, remember this number, 814-331-3260. That's Bud's Towing and Recovery, 814-331-3260. Save it in your phone because you never know. Flat tire, dead battery, need a tow, or if you're out of gas, Bud's got your back, 24-7. New business, same guy you know. Give Bud a call if you need a tow. And if you've had an accident, be sure to ask for him by name. Bud's Towing and Recovery, 814-331-3260.
It's the family bar with the car, the Model T Inn in Derrick City. Meet your friends on Sundays for lots of big screen football with the NFL Sunday Ticket and enjoy their new Sunday special, a medium pizza and a dozen wings for just $22. Stop in and enjoy their delicious menu items any day. And it's not too early to reserve a date for your holiday get-together. You'll always have a great time at the family bar with the car and the NFL Sunday Ticket, the Model T Inn in Derrick City.
WESB Sports.
Well, hello, friends. Rustin here, WESB Bradford Owl Football. Well, we knew it was going to be a tough game, Ryan, and proved to be.
Yeah, I mean, the Owls did exactly what we said couldn't have happened, which was allow Trey Wingard and his slew of wide receivers to take control of this game, and that's exactly what they did. Jeff Puglio, Coach of Bradford, seemed to have a game plan of press coverage on the Hainsley boys, and unfortunately just wasn't able to stop them from essentially doing what they wanted in the first half. Third quarter and fourth quarter were relatively quiet with the second unit for Dubois coming in, but they just weren't able to control one of the best quarterbacks in the state, which is tough for anybody. It's tough for any defense to hold up against.
Yeah, and you know, there was a couple bright points, and let's talk about that. The Love Toyota Collision Center Owls Collision of the Game. We were talking during the break. What do you think, Ryan?
Well, I think, honestly, for the most part, I think it was a pretty, in terms of hits, it was pretty clean. I think Jacob Abers, you were talking about Lucas Wallace with his good form tackle right here at the end, but I still think – in terms of a collision of the game.
Yeah.
I think it's Jake Abers in his tackle. I believe it was in the first quarter on the far sideline away from us. That
good for the senior. The senior to get the Love Toyota Collision Center Owls collision of the game.
Yep.
And, of course, let's talk about Tommy Langdon, the Model TN MVP of the game. Do you have some stats on how he ended the game?
Yeah, he finishes with the two touchdowns, 33 yards rushing, had the receiving touchdown at the end of the half for 9 yards, had five tackles, was all over the field. They tried to lean on him a little bit. Unfortunately, DuBois' defense was stout, but, I mean, can't really argue with two touchdowns for your MVP.
Yeah, and, of course, Logan Kohler, he added, 100 yards to his he was receiving his kick returning total, so we'll see how that keeps him up there in the national rankings for kick return. So
yeah, I mean he's making a case. If he keeps up the average, I mean he might make a case for an All-State returner. They have a separate position for returners. He might make his case for that.
Well, friends, it was a fun night of football. The Owls came out on the wrong side of the game, but we had some fun here at. And DuBois at the stadium. The final score, 59-20 for my broadcast partner, Ryan Mackey, and our stats guy, Andrew Hammack. My name is Rustin Lippincott, and we're going to throw a thank you to our producing engineer, Igor, back at the studio. This has been Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. Good night.